Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Helios Videos, to our special April Fools, Fact or Fiction. And throughout the show, we're going to be asking many of you some facts and fictions. What's fact, what's fiction? And being that so many of the calls, so many of those on the thread, and all those across the country, email, all these social media, no one knows what's fact or fiction anymore. We got people being duped every day. And before we even get too deep in this, April Fool's is even duped. Everybody's being duped today. We are, pretty soon we won't know what's real, including the female or man you with. You won't know who they are because everybody changes, but the people make the world go round. So we welcome you this morning as we get it on, as we always do. Special shout outs to everybody. Vindication, I spoke to my man, good brother, Reverend Pickney. Spoke to him yesterday. Spoke to many of you this weekend, and much love to New York, below all the surrounding areas, White Plains, you name it, all over the place. Much love to all y'all this morning. We in a situation today that we are trying to make sure everybody becomes more alert, more aware, and less fooled, because fools also make the world go round. So let's get it on. Special shout out to Antoinette, Much love to you, Brother Eddie. Special love to you. Great show the other day. And all you on these stations. Brother Robert, please give me a call, man. Hey, I have to tell you a joke, brother. My man, Brother Robert X, please give me a call. Long story, but we'll get it together. Again, for those of you faint of heart, this show ain't for you. This is fact-filled information, the way we throw down here on the Helios and with the Dry Bones as well. I'm your host. You know Dry Bones. Are you out there? We about to get it on. Let me get everything set up today. Fact or fiction today. Remember last week, we talked about a lot of fiction. Back then, many of y'all had different views about aliens. And you know I'm big on aliens and stuff. Ancient aliens and all that stuff. Well, I did not get a chance to show the backup to that. Not today. I'm going to play a few clips before I bring all y'all in. And those clips are going to stimulate you into answering these questions. We asked some thread about black people. You know, a lot of black people don't even understand that the slave gang is fact or fiction. It's a lot of fact. We're going to play that game too. Fact or fiction today. Y'all ready for it? I hope y'all are. Slave gang, fact or fiction? Is it real? Could they possibly, I got a clip y'all seen with Joe Rogan was talking to this black brother, and he had the beady eye look, and he was looking down like he was putting some stare down on Joe Rogan. And he said some simple things that's talked about on this program and many others on a regular basis about the accuracy of the history, the accuracy of why would somebody finance ships. I always said that since I've seen a real slave ship off the coast of Key West years ago. With took my children down there, offspring, whatever you want to call them, for the lack of debate, the progeny. We all went down, took them to see a slave ship. Come to find out, wasn't that big for our size. Cargo was only more than 100 of people. The gold alone was unbelievable. Bars were heavy as hell. You couldn't touch the actual bar. You had to put a glove on it through a glass-plated window, and the glove was able to let you touch it through the glove and lift it. Heavy, real gold. If y'all want to look it up, it's called the Mel Fisher Marine Institute. Mel Fisher down in Key West. They found the boat, the slave ship Henrietta, years ago. I started asking questions. I said, man, you only bought 100 people. That story is kind of wild that y'all telling me over all these millions came over and stuff. You'd be like, well, let me add that up. And then the ones that were jumping over, I would think archaeologists would be trying to find their remains. You know what I'm saying? All the ships that didn't make it. You know, we don't see Jacques Cousteau and his son today who live in all them archaeologists and marine biologists. They don't go down there looking for these ships that they claim. And then the cargo alone, who would spend that type of money? Who would have that type of money but monarchs? Wasn't even presidents, monarchs only to have that type of money. To be able to finance ships with the cargo going to be dead halfway through the journey, that's a lot of insurance, don't you think? So, you know, we're going to talk about some practical things common, like my man say, but Brother A-Town, Brother Ax, Alex down here, MIA, always say common sense ain't common, obviously. Obviously, it's not, because once I got my mind, as the Bible story says, from a childlike mind to adult mind, I started thinking, pondering, wondering, how the hell, who would finance such a half-assed journey where my cargo was practically killed in the middle passage. Got to ask some questions today. Fact of fishing, April Fools. But before we even get that far, y'all been talking about AI. We're going to hit that. Fact of fiction. How many of y'all worried about y'all jobs? Fact of fiction. According to the records, according to what I got with facts, I don't just run my mouth. I might sound like I run my mouth. That's what people say. Oh, you run your mouth. No. Facts is behind each word. Even in my good and bad days, it's still fact. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff being not reported. I'm not even going to even get into the Trump thing, because here in New York, we see his Trump delusion through the whole state. The whole state is Trump delusion. That's just how it works. So that is, to me, a distraction by the news networks. So we can fixate on Trump while we lose billions of dollars in the back door. So we're going to even not even play with that foolishness today. Can't do it. Florida, Ron DeSantis got a law coming out about immigration. Y'all better check that out real quick. And then I got prophecy from the past, always do. People you never heard from. Padre Pio. That's Padre P-I-O. Got his prophecy. I'll be telling you about that. Fact or fiction. But today, because I love aliens, and because I'm going to the New Ancient Alien seminar soon, I'll be there asking hard-hitting questions like we always do in front of crowds that many would be frightened to talk in front of. But we did it, and we got it on video. Y'all seen it. Most of y'all seen it. But the alien thing we played last week, William Cooper say, it's made up. It's not real. Many of y'all was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought about it. I said, you know, I ain't taking William Cooper. He ain't God to me either. But it is strange that things be popping up, like balloons and shit getting shot down. Every week, my man, March Madness. We're going to get into that. March Madness. Does that mean April Fool's? Because April Fool's is really March Madness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. April Fool in the ancient days, even with Patah Seeker, vindication to that calendar, baby boy, that calendar. I hope you still selling it. You ain't calling nobody, try to sell nothing, so I guess you ain't. But if you was, we'll buy it. Calendar is one deal. Then we got the Moors was told to get on ships in Spain, and they believed them, got on the ships. It was April Fool's during this time, and they burnt the ships with the Moors on it. They thought that was a prank, because they pranked them. See, prank, April Fool's is also the purge. See, it was given one day to prank a person so good that if it caused death, it was just April Fool's, along with the calendar story. I'm adding some fire today. See, there's a whole bunch of pranks going on. Many of you have been pranked. You've been pranked in relationships. You've been pranked with your children, thought they was yours. You've been pranked these ones you had, you thought they was yours. They ain't even yours even when you had them. All about pranks. And you know that the jolster is a symbol by comedy. The jolsters. The pranksters, the gangsters. But see, being that this is a factual show, remember we said that the same speech that was given by a man in 1917, that we need to have aliens attack us and make it where we can get the whole world to go beyond that, here is the same word verbatim by our first fact or fiction. Listen carefully.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
No!
What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war? And the threat of war.
Hey, that's up. Now, he know war. He said, they're already among us. This is Ronald Reagan in a speech before the UN. Fact or fiction, y'all. When I ask y'all today, same speech given to by a man in, what, 1917 when we played the clip. Said he had the same speech, told the whole world. And Japan was there. Now, we need to have some aliens come and attack the world so we can bring everybody under the New World Order. This is 1917. And Ronald Reagan says the same words verbatim. Really, fact or fiction, y'all. Think about that one. We got another one for you. See, when we bring y'all in, we want your mind to be blown up off getting the facts. Here's another one. Now, I don't know how y'all like to play this, but one of the biggest fallacies, one of the biggest, and it's so sad, it's absolutely unbelievable sad, that black folks who get the biggest pranks of all, because remember, in the Orishas, and all of the Voduns. They were prankster gods. But y'all don't like to talk about them gods. We want to talk about the white man god, but you don't want to talk about the prankster gods of the Voduns and all that. You know, you leaving them out. Leaving out the Orishas. The gods of pranks. I wonder why. Wonder why. But today, this is either fact or fiction to you. And I'm asking, are you supposed to be so adverse and, you know, got the, all the, you know, accolades behind your name and shit. You're honorable and all this. You're grandmaster, potentate of all potentates and shit. Y'all got all these grandiose old names behind you or in front of you. B-A, F-A, M-A, motherfuckers, M-S, whatever you want to be. How come we can't get a court case to stop this? If this is really a case. Now, I looked it up. Dr. Claude Anderson looked it up for me. Thank goodness there are researchers out there who give us clues. Tidbits of what I used to call tidbits. You know, man, I'm giving you a precious jewel. You know how New Yorkers talk. Precious jewel, son. I'm giving you precious jewel, son. Well, blessed one of you out there who wearing fezzes, why can't you use this court case that I'm about to give? Let's put our money behind this court case. This court case would be the court cases of court cases. But because you might be April Fool's pranksters, maybe that's why we don't know about it. Because pranksters play on fools.
While slavery existed in the American colonies through the establishment of the United States as a country until the end of the Civil War, there have been many misconceptions about slavery in general. Most Americans are not aware that there were some black former slaves and freemen who also owned black slaves, and some became very prominent in politics as well, despite the racial prejudice that existed. Some black slave owners inherited their slaves from their masters, who were themselves freed in their wills. Others were either born free or emancipated by their masters and then bought their own slaves, while others were able to buy their own freedom and that of their families. Who were these black slave owners and how did they attain such a status in a white-dominated society? What set them apart from other blacks and what made them comparable to whites in some of the colonies and later states? What changed in colonial society, altering the status of indentured servants to lifetime slaves, and why? Who was Anthony Johnson?
Hello, I'm Colin Heaton, former soldier, Marine Corps scout sniper, history professor, historian and book author, and we will answer these questions and other issues on this segment of Forgotten History.
The vast majority of African Americans in the United States were enslaved, in all of the states, not just the South. Our first person of note is Anthony Johnson, who was born in Angola and captured by Portuguese slave traders, and he was given the name Antonio. Then his captors sold him into the Atlantic slave trade. He sailed to Virginia in 1621 aboard the ship James. The Virginia muster, or census, of 1624 lists his name as Antonio, not given, and he was recorded as a Negro in the notes column and indentured. Antonio, later Anthony, was bought by a colonist in Virginia, but treated as an indentured servant, which was not unusual, and Antonio worked for a merchant at the Virginia Company, and he became a Catholic. Johnson was sold as an indentured servant to a white planter named Bennett to work on his Virginia tobacco farm. Technically, he was not a slave, because the slave laws were not passed until 1661 in Virginia. So prior to that date, Africans were not officially considered to be slaves in that colony. According to the records kept by his benefactor and the existing documents, Anthony was nearly killed in the Indian Massacre of 1622 when the Powhatan Indians attacked colonists in the Tidewater region of Virginia. On Good Friday, they raided the settlement, including the Bennett Farm, where Antonio worked, and killed 52 of the 57 men present. Antonio apparently fought back and was wounded and earned the esteem of his master. In 1623, a black woman named Mary arrived aboard the ship Margaret and John. She was brought to work on the same plantation as Antonio, where she was the only woman present. Antonio and Mary married and lived together for more than 40 years. Around 1635, Antonio and Mary completed their indentured servitude, and Antonio changed his name to Anthony Johnson. He first entered the legal record as an unindentured free man when he purchased a calf in 1647. During this early period, free blacks enjoyed relative equality with whites, and about 20% of the free blacks in Virginia owned their own homes and property. In 1662, the Virginia colony passed a law that children in the colony were born with the social status of their mother. This meant that the children of slave women were born into slavery, even if their fathers were free, European, Christian, and white. This was a reversal of
And that came from Brazil.
English subjects took the status of their father. The Virginia colonial government expressed the opinion that since Africans were not Christians, common law could not and did not apply to them, even if they converted, as Anthony Johnson did. On July 24, 1651, Johnson acquired 250 acres of land under the existing headright system when he bought the contracts of five indentured servants, one being his son, Richard Johnson. Under the headright system, if a man were to bring indentured servants over to the colonies, and in this particular case, Johnson brought five servants, he was owed 50 acres a head for servant. The land in question was located on the Great Nassauwetuck Creek, which flowed into the Ponkatiegue River in Northampton County, Virginia. This was where Anthony Johnson operated his successful tobacco farm, and one of his indentured servants was John Cassor, who became one of the first men to be declared indentured for life, effectively a slave. Under the 1645 Virginia Taxation Act, all Negro men and women and all other men from the age of 16 to 60 shall be judged tithable. So after a fire in 1652 caused him great financial damage to his property, he applied for relief in the courts and won. Back then, people were taxed, not property, but indentured servants and later slaves were taxed as property. It is unclear from the records why the Johnson women were exempted, but the change gave them the same social standing as white women, who were not taxed. In the colonies back then, one was judged more on their religion, as opposed to race or ethnicity in general, so until the advent of actual legal slavery, upward mobility was possible for many races. During the case, the justices noted that Anthony and Mary Johnson had lived in Virginia for over 30 years and were highly respected in their community. In fact, a 1653 Northampton County court document lists Mary as Anthony's wife. By the 1650s, Anthony and Mary Johnson were farming 250 acres in Northampton County, while their two sons owned 550 acres. They also had additional indentured persons under contract, but the exact numbers are not known. His son, Richard Johnson, also had his own indentured persons, probably given to him by his father, who were effectively slaves with a shelf life. At some point, if contracted, they would have to be set free. In 1854, John Cassor, who had been sentenced to indentured service for life for his escaping a previous owner in 1640, filed a suit against Johnson, claiming his indentured service had expired, and he went to work for Robert and George Parker. Johnson filed a freedom suit to get Cassor back, but Parker won. What is amazing in retrospect was that Johnson, a black man, was not only able to file a petition to the court, but he was able to testify and give evidence in the court, which illustrates the rather egalitarian system in place at that time. However, Johnson appealed to the County Court of Northampton County, Virginia, and the court reversed its ruling and sent Cassor back to Johnson in 1855, and Parker was forced to pay Johnson compensation. Then Cassor made history.
Cassor made what history?
Who was declared slave for life in Virginia.
Okay. Now, Dr. Claude Anderson gave us those jewels, as we always call them. Those look up the cases. I thought the perfect video for illustrating how we're not even trying to go back into the court cases for this. That's how you know we've been pranked. You've been pranked. That case, if I can find it, Dr. Claude Anderson brought it to our attention. He knew it was there. He couldn't get not one black lawyer. Where's Crump at? That case will reverse slavery in America. Right there. The first case. Right there. Why ain't we trying to look at that case? Why? Where's our scholarly brother at? Because you've been pranked. You've been pranked. And because of this prank, April Fools is the biggest, that's why it's March Madness, is the biggest prank. And after this, I'll break it over the floodgates. I got three. I put me on 3 degrees today. 3 videos. First one, Reagan saying the same thing as somebody in 1917. Other one, black folks on all these historical threads. Everybody talking about don't mention your parts. Leave your parts completely out. The case of cases. Y'all talking about case law. Got mothers buying black law dictionary. First of all, that law about the mother came out of Brazil. It's in Latin. It's a Latin term. I gave the books out to people. They ain't read them. That's the problem. A lot of people, they don't even read the books you make for them. But I did. And thank goodness I remain steadfast, because I'm about to play this for you. See, all this is why you've been pranked. And the purge is the biggest prank. That's what's happening now. See, those they put on the bizarre outfits before they go kill everybody, that's a prank. And you've been pranked, Buffalo. Love you to death. You don't even know that's the same guy that killed all y'all. You don't know. You've been pranked. And I'm going to show you pranks have been going on for a long time. Deadly ones. Not these little soft ones y'all talking about. Deadly. In the European world, the pranks was deadly. The Vikings was killing you on these days. That's why it's called the Purge. And that's the only day you was able to kill and get away with it, because it was a prank. Oh, man. Ain't that so? Well, I guess we got to play this for you. Got no choice. Now, April Fools, I want you to listen how they did you in commercial. Thank goodness to some of the people who love me close to this. They've been knowing I've been saying this. They said to me stuff that's so powerful, it's unbelievable. Like, April Fools, everybody, come on now. What a belief system for y'all to steal. Tatar Seeker vindicated, baby. Love you, brother. You vindicated. You told him, regardless of all the other stuff we might have talked about, that calendar should be a hit. Should have been sold to everybody. Regardless if you understood it or not, there's different calendars. There's absolutely different calendars. But that don't make no sense to the black people here in America, because you love the Gregorian calendar. October is not even 10. For those who are Libras, you're 8. That's why we're having so much chaos right now in our lives. Because people don't realize we're connecting to the outer self, inner self. 8. If you look at the 8, it eats itself. It's a bending circle. Yeah. It eats itself. Now, I'm about to open the gates. I mean the floodgates. All you on the lines across the country, call in, hit the #1 button if you want to get in. But this fact of fiction, I'm going to start asking y'all some questions. What's fact of fiction to y'all? Y'all already don't. Many of y'all don't believe y'all jobs going to be taken. Okay. I ask some questions. Give me the facts of fiction. Ron DeSantis, I got questions for him. Y'all didn't know he going to Israel, did you? Yeah, he going to Israel on April 27th. Look for it. April 27th, he's going there. You got to ask yourself, why? Why is the question. Will he be wanting to go there? Ask why. Hey, come on. Anybody know? Okay, we'll find out if you know when we get ready. But y'all got to start answering these questions today. We can't have all y'all just debating each other without asking the major questions. The major ones. Like, why is this happening? Now, they look like they took my April Fools. Where's my April Fools at? Here's the biggest one. I'm only going to play a few minutes because all you out there also debate this, and I'll find April Fools later. Last one. Just 2 minutes, and I'm bringing all the lines up. But give you 2 minutes, I'm bringing everybody in. This is the one that I don't understand the most. I have seen Hebrew Israelites in my neighborhood recently, just like Hong Kong Fui. Got on the Hong Kong guard, I guess that's the Asian guard. And still I haven't gotten any answers to many of you out there. You just heard Christian. That brother just told you. He said, over here, they didn't think blacks were Christian. How could that be when the Ethiopians brought in Christianity? You see, even I find flaws in even some of these things. Y'all heard what he said, America didn't think about, they thought about religion. So what religion did he think? Native religion. Maybe we were natives, especially the indigenous, because they leave them out of this equation. And then all you around the world who are saying you are of the house of Yahweh, you should be mute today. Don't even come on, because fact or fiction, do you believe this story or not? Fact or fiction. And we're bringing you in.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into
captivity. Fact or fiction is today's program. We open up the mics. We wide open. 888, my brother, there you go. 8554, I'm coming down the line, so get ready. Y'all get ready. I see hands all over the place. Let's get it on. Let's go.
What's up?
What's up, my brother? Peace and love to you. All right.
Oh,
fact or fiction. Those things look like it's a fact or fiction program today. Y'all brought it on with that. Tell most talk about everything being fact or fiction. It's going to be shown today what's what.
Well, it's one of those phrases that the Lyva is a Memorex. Okay, let me say this first. I'm not in region 5 anymore. I'm in region 4.
Oh,
as of yesterday.
Oh, you with me. Okay, you're in region
4. I'm in Tennessee now.
Atlanta's our capital. Go ahead.
Yeah. So now, let me tell you what I've seen with my own eyes this morning that I haven't seen Chicago in over 25, 30 years, maybe longer. I went to Sam's Club to get some gas this morning. Catch the name of the street, but there's a street that literally has 3 to 4 huge churches on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the streets and everything blocked off because everybody's going to church this morning. Mm. They take that seriously down here, I see.
That's called Bible Belt country. Bible Belt, baby.
I see it now. And I didn't see that before up where I was at. I mean, a long time ago, but that's interesting. So now, Let me read this real quick. I had talked about the upcoming new Captain America movie called New World Order. Now it's been some now new stories coming out about this character named Sabra. Let me read this real quick. Sabra is the alter ego of the Israeli super heroine Ruth Bat Serpa. She belongs to the subspecies of humans called mutants, who are born with superhuman abilities and serves as an agent to the Israeli secret service known as Mossad. Mm-hmm. Now, why this is coming up now in this new movie, and then you just mentioned about DeSantis going to Israel.
Yeah. April 27th, everybody. Go ahead.
And what's interesting, once again, just to maybe, like I said, my take on that question you asked, why is Israel being so prominent, whatever. I mean, obviously now they're really running things globally behind the scenes, which a lot of people don't believe. You know, maybe DeSantis, you know, if you really study and do the research, excluding the mainstream media, he's just doing their bidding.
Hmm.
And what president hasn't, in a way, not done their bidding in one way or another?
Yeah.
That's the question we need to start asking.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. They need to ask because, first of all, every president puts on the yarmulke and must kiss the wailing wall.
Exactly. Trump has done it. I mean,
everybody,
come on now.
Everybody.
You know, that's...
Who wants to be somebody?
And now, that other clip you played about captivity and slavery, who were the real slaves? And when I was listening to it, it dawned on me. Just think about it for a minute. Maybe it doesn't have to necessarily do with a particular race of people. The thought that came in my head when you played that, the people who took the shot. Once you took that shot, they got you. I mean, in terms of being tracked and AI and everything. And then me and you talked about this the other day, about the thousands and thousands of people are getting sick and dying and dropping dead from them shots daily, which is not being talked about in mainstream news. So I'm saying to say that even bending over or bidding over, giving your will to somebody else to make it the medical industry of the government, you enslaving yourself. Putting on a mask when you don't have to. Now, I've only been down here maybe a day and a half, and what's interesting, now I don't see a whole lot of people down here walking around in masks and stuff like I did up in Chicago.
Right.
But like I said, I'm in a different part of Memphis anyway. I'm in an area called Germantown.
Oh,
and
check that out.
Yeah. And what's interesting, if you would come down here and go into the area, it doesn't even look like Memphis. It's almost like its own separate island.
By itself, yeah. By itself.
Now, with the AI question you had brought up earlier, with the jobs and everything. Now, down here, like I said, it all depends. Like I said, I'm not going to say that AI is going to wipe up every job. I don't know. It all depends. It also depends on what location, where air, what region, what service and industry is involved.
That's
see,
right.
Down here, I can see, I can't really see how that's really AI is going to take over here, because now the service industry down here is big on tourism and restaurants.
Right.
And so, like, basically what I'm trying to say is it's going to be hard. I'm not going to say it can't happen, but that's going to be hard to do down here because the human element, I can't see replacing the human element with a robot to do all the restaurant work, the servants, the servers,
driving the buses. Now, I'm going to go with that. Let's talk about that for a minute, because tourism is big time here. not make certain parts of New York State, Atlanta, all that. I think they probably meaning that, like you just said, they're going to phase it in through different sectors of the job market, like the heavy lifting. That warehouse stuff might be the first. Of course, the cordial.
Right, which already Amazon has started doing it because I've seen it myself because I worked at Amazon a couple years ago. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that part. And now you're talking about the service order. The only thing I see the restaurant industry, the cooking industry, the only thing they will ever use will probably be electronic maitre d's, where it be you come in, whatever you're going to pay with, maybe they have it already registered. That type of technology out there before you get seated.
Right.
They'll scan your card, make sure you got all the logistics necessary to sit down there. Yeah, the human element is still there. So, yeah, I see that. And I don't know if you're near Memphis, but, the music, some parts of the music industry.
Right, the club thing with the jazz and blues clubs. I just don't see that happen. Now, let me say this before you go to the next caller. Now, when the lockdown happened and everything, this is why I said the takeover, this AI and other things depends on where you live at. Now, they did lock down Memphis for a little while, but it didn't last that long. You know why? Because all the restaurant business owners got together and had a meeting with the mayor. I forgot his name off the bed, but he's a Democrat. And they was like, no, you're not shutting our shit down, because if you shut our shit down, you shut down the economy and the city is gone. And
there
they opened everything. They opened everything right back up. But the Chicago, though, didn't happen.
Now, maybe more,
I said that.
Maybe go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I said that there goes the human element again.
Right.
If the people, depending on where you at, allow the stuff to happen, it's going to happen. Now, if the people decide to fight back and say, no, we're not putting up with this bullshit anymore, then it's not going to happen.
People make the world go round. We played it earlier. Stay stylistic. Yes, I think Maine agrees. Some people.
Yeah. One more small thing about the servant and the slavery thing. Now, with that the reason why a lot of people, when you was talking about that law area, it's one of those things where, for whatever reason, I don't know why, people don't want to read. They don't want to do no research. They want to debate. They want to argue.
Yeah, without
but
looking
you're debating
up stuff.
Debating or arguing something you don't know nothing about, or you're just guessing.
Yeah. Yes.
You're emotional.
Emotional. Yeah, I've seen that already, and it's based off emotion. All that we've been thinking about so far, thank goodness for my offspring, he sent me something that was it's called the spirit of self. It shows you how they got you to believe in just self, which cuts you off basically from others if you self-exhort with having things.
The two words, believe and alien, got one key word in there. It's called lie.
Yeah.
You watch Doctor Who dealt with good aliens that tried to take over the world, blow up planets, and he dealt with bad aliens. Who's not to say certain groups of people on this planet have alien DNA blood? That might not be a necessarily bad word, you know?
Fact or fiction. That's what I say. Is it, you heard what my man Reagan said, the president that most of the Republican Party bestows glorious accolades on, it's funny y'all don't realize why he ever said that words about aliens and said they're among us. Well, you should have been asking yourself right there, all you are Republicans out there listening, why ain't y'all open up Area 54 then? If aliens is what Reagan tried to implement in your mind, then something ain't right if they don't want you to see what's going on. And that might mean why things happen. Let me take some more calls. Everybody.
Drop on.
Y'all can talk.
Hey.
I got you. Hold on, Buddy. Put yourself those on mute. Just mute. Because I'm hearing so many echoes and hard, loud noise. I don't know if y'all are. I am. I want to make sure that we got clarity, because today we're going to get some fact and fiction out. Brother D, wonderful information you gave us. Go ahead. You can go and pontificate right now.
I had wanted to comment. The brother, he down there. He was looking for the human element. The human element is inside the prison. See, look at the state that you're in. Look how many prisons it is, including federal and state. And see, that's
right.
Where all the human element at. That's where the human element is always going to be at, in the cell. And
in
see,
the
that's
cell.
What they push
Check that
for.
Out.
Yeah. And see, yeah, that's basically what the brother was. You looking for, like, what a human element going to be, that's where it's going to always be at, regardless of how many AI robots or whatever. As long as they keep building prisons and putting people in situations to where you have to commit crimes and stuff, that's where the human element going to always be. So, you know, that's the war against the machine, because everything in prison and stuff like that is all practical. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And you have to work with what you got, opposed to working with the machine. You got everything at access. And that's the war, basically. That's a part of the war. And how they trap our minds. And that's basically with our minds what they fight for. You know,
they trap, yeah.
They fight
yeah.
for our mind.
This is fight for the human element. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see, once you in jail, in them cells, see, they do, they monitor you and do, you know, you talk to people every so often and they see where your head at. You know what I'm saying? It's according to how long you, how much time you got. You have to go see, you know what I'm saying? You go sit down with them every so often. You just not in there to serve the time. They end up checking on you too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See where you staying at, where your mental staying at. You know
psychological
yeah.
test. They check your psyche.
Yeah.
Where your psyche at. Okay, I got you. I feel you. Go ahead.
And it's the same as on the outside too, but they have you more in a tighter space and a more so-called cleaner environment. Regardless of all how many of the drugs that's in the jail, it's still a clean environment. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So,
right. Now,
you know,
now just sit now go ahead. First that thought. Go ahead.
Yeah. And they dealing with a group of people who be deprived of everything. So to be able to have a sane mind under those conditions, see, that's where they be able to really look in people's minds, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so that's what a human element gonna always be.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something. You didn't even know I had this video. I'm gonna send it to you too, because you hit it on. It's like psychoanalytic. It's called psychoanalytic. They are looking at your traits through your mind biology patterns. And let me tell you, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, you said something about prisons. Now, I got to tell you, prison is something that we put ourselves in. Now, you've been saying this, y'all heard, you've been around for us a long time. Panopticon.
Yeah.
Look it up, everybody. Yeah. You are in a panopticon.
And now, it can drop on box.
Go ahead.
In a box. No matter where you at, it's a part of the box that you in. And it's a maze. If that's a part of the maze, that's why it's a thinking game. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
That's a part of the maze. Where you find yourself in the maze, or matrix, however you want to call it.
Right. It's a maze. Yeah, that's right. It's a maze. Just to show everybody, because, you know, this is a factual program. We like to put something behind everything a person say. He just gave you all kind of Jews up here. I'm going to play 1 minute of this Jews. We've been saying this forever. I've been having this clip forever. He heard it. He's been saying it. Once he heard it, he's been saying the same thing about it. He's been, you know, expounding on what we've been given. Like almost like a molecule. We expounded now, and we got a body. So I'm going to put this for all y'all. You've heard of the Decepticons. That's what you believe in, everybody, the Decepticons. The Decepticons put you in a panopticon. I'm going to play 2 minutes of the panopticon. And then I'll bring him back. I'm going to take the next caller. And we're going to keep this party going.
Long ago, our ancient ancestors imagined an omniscient God, able to see all that we do. This God would judge all actions and punish misdeeds, either in this life or the next life. Fearing punishment from this all-seeing eye of a wrathful God, devout citizens followed a system of morals and ethics, for even what the law was blind to, God would see and punish. Today, not much escapes the eye of the law. Cameras are perched atop poles all along the highway, on the corners of buildings, in parking lots, apartment complexes, and inside stores, restaurants, and offices. The internet traffic is monitored now, almost globally, censored and watched in China and India, stored and scanned in England, and heavily monitored in the United States by the Einstein Program, an NSA-mandated complete internet oversight project enacted as a part of the controversial Patriot Act. Phone calls have been tapped without warrant, and text messages are logged. Background checking companies access social networking sites where any number of acquaintances have tagged photographs of you anywhere and everywhere. Internet service providers keep logs of your internet use to create a consumer profile that they sell to advertising companies and anyone else with enough money. You get nothing, aside from privacy violation. Are you being watched? There's no longer any doubt about that. This continual observation of the public conjures images of the Orwellian Big Brother. 1984 is continually monitoring a propaganda box installed in every citizen's home and work. It also makes you watch yourself, if only because you feel like you're being watched by someone else. Even if no one can see, you still fear the prying eye of your tattletale neighbor or a powerful government. You fear driving too fast because of speed traps and unmarked police cars. They could be lurking in an alley or behind a tree or sign somewhere. And if they aren't, there are cameras to automatically issue tickets. Officials even scan roadside camera footage to mail out tickets for parking violations when no one was around to personally ticket tow or boot your car. This is the Panopticon. First designed by the English utilitarian social reformer Jeremy Bentham in 1785, the Panopticon is a cylindrical wall of prison cells surrounding a central tower. Atop this tower is a room circled by 360 degrees of one-way mirror, allowing for a gunman to see everyone, but for no one to see where he is aiming.
There you go, brother. Vindication. Panopticon, a prison cell within a cell. You hit it on the nose, man. Go ahead, make another statement. I'm going to take another call, man. Awesome. Vindication.
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead.
And some people at their best in a cell. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got some people that don't know how to function out in society. I know a lot of people on this line got friends and family members that they good people, but they like going to jail and they be at their best. And it's like that's what they like. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, right. It's made. Now, the concept is from 1700s, y'all. From the 1700s. That's why I keep playing all this old stuff, because it ain't never left you. Yeah. Hey, put your stuff on mute. Somebody make it a lot of noise. I don't know where this come from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put some,
I'm going to mute myself. Go ahead, mute yourself.
Okay, good. Okay. Those of y'all listening to yourself while you talk, understand, you can't have other electronics listening to yourself talk. Talk, because it creates anybody play music, y'all know feedback. We don't need feedback. Anybody, musicians out there who sing and everything, feedback is bad for all harmonics. So let's get it off. If you hear yourself, put yourself on mute, and we'll be able to keep the show going. I don't cut you off. You will cut yourself off, and then we'll bring you back in at the time. Panopticon, everybody. Y'all heard it. Cells within a cell. Have everybody under, you're already monitored. You're already a panopticon. Already. You don't even know you've been transformed. That's why it's called the Transformers. 3364. You on the line. Welcome to the Heels.
Hey, Yehudu, man.
What's up, my brother? Much love always.
Hey, man. You said something about Orisha, right? Did you say that?
The Orishas. That's a God concept, my brother. If he on here, hope he come on. They got pranked, the gods. Go ahead.
You know the first time I heard that name, man? Just think when you first time I heard it. All right? The first time I heard it was from my sister Elvira. She kept saying her family was Orisha and her great-granddaddy sold him into slavery from Elvira. That's the first time I heard that Orisha stuff, man.
She kept talking about her family. Wow.
But, that's the first time I heard that, man. So she's showing up vindicated, man.
Yeah, she's vindicated. Go ahead.
So who's the biggest devil? The one that tell the lie or the one that fall for the lie, man? Okay.
That's a good one there.
And like my man D, both D say, bro, because y'all at it, but I guess what I'm telling the butt naked truth, then we get interference. But
yeah, go ahead.
Man,
keep going.
I just got through last week dealing with my sister that fell for the lie that took them two shots, man. Last week, bro, I saw her in person. And man, if I seen you, I done sent y'all pictures of my sister, man.
I'm so damn mad
with the ones that told the lie, because my sister fell for that shit, man. And then I look on television for the last 2 days. They showing that nigga John Legend pushing that bullshit, man. I want to kill his ass, man.
Don't
that John Legend dude, man.
I don't give a fuck,
man. I'm sick of this shit, man. He's a fucking devil, man. I tell that to his face, man.
He's something else, ain't he? Yeah, go ahead. Ordinary people.
They want to kill ordinary people.
That's his famous song. Ordinary. Yeah, we ain't got far to go.
Check this out, man. They got everybody worried about somebody with a gun give you a shot. Hell no. It's like 300-something people that died this year. They lie talking about a goddamn gunshot. The worst weapon is that goddamn needle them doctors got. That's the damn automatic weapon that's wiping people out.
Yeah.
That damn needle, man.
The needle.
Mm-hmm. So I ain't scared of no motherfucker with no M16. I'd be scared of the damn doctors with that shit that my sister done pay up on, man. I'm so damn mad now, man. I'll show you a picture of me and my sister, man. I had to damn get all my weapons, man. Vitamins, shungite, every damn thing to defeat them weapons that she got, man. It's a damn shame, man. I'm so damn mad, man. Because, I'm mad and sad at the same time, man. I had the way my sister is, man. And at least she's still walking around. A lot of people ain't walking around, man.
Yeah,
this shit
don't
piss me off, man. I'm going to be quiet, man, before I be cussed every goddamn man.
I appreciate that love you get, because that's what we all going to go through based on when we in the memos everybody should be reading. The closest people around you will be the ones that cause you the most problems. In this,
one more thing.
Okay,
about statistics, it's two out of three people y'all be around and took that bullshit, man.
Oh yeah,
and this shit pissing me off, man. I'm studying. I'm mad as hell, man.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna vindicate all what you said too, because now the reason why they want shots, everybody, they gotta go now, Brother Tubmos, vindication, the GPT-4. Four is out now. They tested in the GPT-4. I looked this up after y'all. I hope y'all realize that was a test run, the GPT-4. Test run. Because AI officials say they haven't started training for the GPT-5 yet. Go look it up. The GPT-5 is about the one that's going to be the one that we can't know what's going on. And those of you that don't understand this, I hate to say this, like all species, the weakest will be taken out first. That's all I can tell you. Now, just so you know that this is made up, fact or fiction, many of your schools are teaching Sigmund Freud. Those of you on the line, look up Sigmund Freud's nephew. Come back online. Give me his name. I wish y'all was in the Cash App and we could do dinners. But if y'all was into it, I would love to give somebody a dinner today. If they could tell me how.
You talk about Edward Bernays? Propaganda?
Propaganda, man. There you go. Edward Bernays, y'all. Look him up. Look him up right now for all y'all on the line listening. He the reason what you believe in today. He told the big corporations, they did a psychoanatropic analysis on what people would buy when corporate America just got started. And they got him to use, and guess what? Sigmund Freud was in Vienna catching hell over in Europe. His book was bullshit over there. Look up Sigmund Freud's bullshit that they got you believing in now. It was bullshit in Europe. Consider bullshit. He gets his nephew to bring it to America and propagandize. You know how they propagandize today? That's why all the celebrities are Asians. It's called public relations. He named propaganda public relations. Go look it up and tell me who the biggest fool, like Brother Wesley said. Are you the biggest danger? The person who gave the lie, is he the biggest danger? Or the fool from April Fool's who believes it? Let's go to 6661. We about to have fun with y'all today. 6661, you on the Helios.
Great dawning, my brother.
Yes,
great
yes,
dawning.
Yes, it is.
Great dawning. Jack Bauer.
That's my slogan. We're going to get some shirts, man.
Jack
we got to get some shirts.
Jack
yes,
Bauer.
Go ahead.
Jack
go ahead. We're going to make
hey,
somebody
but,
else.
You know, great dawning to all the people that's on the line. Blessings to your families. I heard you talking about the Santa is going to Israel.
Yeah.
And see, he is going before the council of B'nai B'rith, who really running New York, you know,
yeah.
with this fake thing. And he's going to he's going to their headquarters to explain why he should be CEO of this corporation here, because right now this CEO that we have, he's highly compromised, bro. He's
highly compromised.
While the distraction is going on over in New York with the fake DA who was told, who was given to go ahead to create the other distraction, they don't talk about the real distraction of BRICS coming together. South America and China has made a deal to deal with their coins instead of the dollar. Then you got Iran, China, Russia, India, all them coming together to get talk about the gold and getting on another system. So, man, look at here. And then when we look at the situation with these so-called shaky banks, the woke banks, that's the down collapse. And then they're going to implement, along with what they're doing now, the test run or what the brother was talking about. When they're that system, the SP whatever four system that they're talking about, because when we Elon Musk couldn't really tell us, but he said, wait, let's put a pause on this AI thing because look, we ain't ready for this type. Musk seen it, so he put for them to put out the pause like that. He's saying, look, man, we ain't ready for this yet, but if we could do it. But it's too fast right now. But see, we ourselves put us in that situation. Oh, and what you were saying about fact or fiction, it's always a duality. So, you know, the Hegelian monsters, they can hit you with both facts and fiction. It's up
right.
to you to
right.
be, what you say, like hidden treasure. You got to find the treasure. Now, all the truth and all the faction mix. Now, who gonna scurry out both the truth and see where we stand. So, but see, we ourselves are to blame, not us per se, but the elitists that really don't give a hoot about the rest of us, because even from Nixon, like we say, and we've been selling out our own with the technology, you know, even from when we were kids, Nintendo, Sega, you know, Seiko, Microsoft, and we got the last in education, 0 out of 23 schools, and none could compute. And now, as we were talking about, when they bring in the new rules-based order with the meritocracy, like the brother, along with the AI, SP, whatever four system, man, our kids can be sold. They studied for the handouts and. The ones that's on the on really know what's going on, because slavery was universal, and slaves had slaves, just depending on how you came
right.
through Depending on it was universal, just like the universal code. So,
right.
Hey, man, look here. If you can navigate it, man, navigate it. Hey, my brother, peace out. All y'all, navigate.
Now we're going to do a show also, my brother,
Now, when I told you about the AI, we it's coming. Like I said last week, I'm sitting in Denny's. They bringing out my tray with the AI robot. It's being fed, incrementally.
It's
being phased
in. Gradualism,
which is Fabianism. But see, going back to going on the occult level, there's always been a malevolent of gods. You had 4-1 on the left, and then you have 4 on the right. So, but they all intertwine and in sync, because Ilegua, who was there in the midst of creation, he was alone with the Supreme One, and that's why he's the most important. He was the one that was there in creation, and he's the one that takes, and he's the one that comes and tests man's character, and he dishes out. Whatever your faith should be, that's the one who dishes it out. So,
just
anyway, hey, brother, I'm just listening, my brother.
We're going to set that up for that because Sister Elvira, for those of you who know, this is a sister here. I met Reverend Pinckney from her, Sister Ngoni, Sister Antoinette. All of us met years ago when this blog intervention came into fruition. And much love to Hope. And Goni, if you're out there listening, give us a call. Much love to you. You want a battle, and Goni was a battle. She was what I call Warcraft. She was definitely battle. But shout out to all y'all out there, because I see, as we get through the journey of life, you got to give shout outs. All you in Tampa, St. Pete, out there, Lakeland, Lehigh, we still kicking it. All y'all just still kicking it. And it's going to come to fruition, especially in Florida. Free territory. Admiralty law was established in free territory. That's where all the docking, Virginia, Maryland, all y'all know what I'm talking about. And Virginia, for sure, because it's a shame that many of us don't know this history. We got black history being taught by people who've been taught by Afrocentrics. Now, Afrocentrics, y'all didn't come up with this. Y'all lying. Are you, even Dr. Small, I challenge all y'all to come on. Dr. Small, I got no beef that came out of NYC University, all that. Y'all need to, because y'all preaching the same thing that Horkowitz taught black folks. And most in NYC said Arthur Schomburg. Absolutely. Why the Puerto Ricans don't, let's get into this race thing for a minute. Because A.J. Rogers talked about race. Puerto Ricans, y'all black as hell. But y'all ain't the ones that they showing that's black. They showing your relatives that's lighter you because you play on white supremacy. White supremacy is a new invention, everybody. It's new. It's an infant to the game of caste system. Learned by India from their caste system, Indo-European, which should be the clue word. I don't know why y'all don't know dictionary words, but Indo-European. Common sense. That's why they had to put Kamala Harris in. All orchestrated by, as we get deep, are we getting close? We're going to be back high noon soon. So I'm going to go, even though I'm going to be longer than high noon because I went to 10:30, high noon still, I'm going to put the hot heat on. Are you out there listening? I asked y'all what Reagan said. Let's get back to the premise now. I played Reagan saying alien attack. They already are among us. Ain't that amazing? Reagan said that. I don't hear that on Fox. I ain't even heard Trump. He bestows glorification on Reagan. Reagan came up with Star Wars, everybody, Star Wars Initiative. You see, and he's from Hollywood. Reagan was a Hollywood actor. Good one. His wife hung out with Jean Dixon, the astrologer. That was where Reagan couldn't do nothing without Jean Dixon giving him the prognostications of what he should be doing. Y'all look it up. So right now, the occult world is in everybody's world. And I'm bringing on my sister now to bring the occult world to the third dimension. Go ahead, B-Lo 9927. Welcome, as always.
Oh, resurrection, everybody. I put myself on here just to key in because I was busy. But
go ahead. I'm going to get you while you ain't busy. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Yeah, we got you while you ain't busy.
I have to be careful what I say. We have to be careful what we say. We curse ourselves every day. When that person was out there talking about that video you played, with the man talking about what the Bible said, all they did was write down curses. Oh, we will curse you. We not pay. The mind got to see, attention, got to look and know and not understand, but know and overstand, because understanding means you're still at the bottom and you don't know what's going on. So basically, they were straight up cursing people. Oh, if you don't do it this way, we're going to curse you. If you're going to be cursed. If you have sex to do this, if you do that, you're going to be cursed. So basically, they're casting spells. That's casting spells. Every time you read something, it's a spell. Spell words. Words combined together to form a cast, to form what?
Right.
A whole entity for you to be put under. So once you're under, you are cursed. We're being cursed every day. We complying to curses. We're accepting these curses instead of rebuking them. No, hell no, I don't want that. No, we don't want that. I mean, you got other warlocks and witches and sorcerers and stuff telling you what to do. You create laws. Laws ain't nothing but curses. They curse it.
That's deep right there. Laws are curses.
Wow. The laws, you cursing your damn self. Corporations know corporation of what? A corporation of sorcerers, witches, and warlocks, and blah, blah, blah. That's what they are. And what do? They sit down and they write spells every day to cast upon you. Spells every day to cast upon you. We're going to create this executive order, which is a spell that they're creating to curse you. It's not making you better. It's not making anybody better. Oh, we're going to put out the AI. Now the AI is going to control the spells that we create to curse you. So if you get out of line under our spells, well, you know we can curse you even more and put you into a more deeper curse. That's why the monks, the original monks that don't talk, okay, when they taught each other not to talk inside the home, the house, the temple, it was the reason because they didn't want to be under any curse or spell. Every day we come home, we curse ourselves. Every day we go out and we work under a curse for beings because we're creating their world, not ours. We're creating their world. We keep the corporation going. So that's why the fuck they could do anything they want to us. Because we keep accepting the curses. We keep blurting it out like, oh, yeah, we need him to curse us now. No, we need her to curse us now. No, I want him over there to curse us now. He going to do us better with the better curses. We're not seeing. Our brains is not actually seeing. Okay? Yeah, we created all this shit. Under curses, Ouija board, Ouija monopoly, Ouija life, curse. Then it got so good, they made a giant Ouija board over there in Salem. And now, Salem, Pennsylvania, got a whole Ouija board on the ground now. Who they
Who they getting ready to talk to now?
See, more curses. They talking to somebody. They don't. You don't need no satellite to send out a signal. You could just take a board and put a rock or a wand or whatever on it, a yes or no, and then you start talking. Because see, you're speaking spells out. You're contacting people or not contact, communicating. You know what I'm saying? You're not paying, you're not knowing what you're doing. We all don't know what the heck we're doing. They up here knowing, they manipulating everybody with these curses, with these spells. They write it down on paper, it's bonded. It's bonded. And when you sign it, and they always say, well, when you sign your name on the line, you know you're signing yourself to Satan.
Right.
You made him up. That's who you want to be.
Right.
You think you signing yourself Satan. Y'all made Satan. They made Satan. So they expect, but they say Satan is Saturn from another what?
I call them
celestial ships. Another realm, another ship. Because we on a ship. This Earth ship is our ship. It's our celestial ship that has been taken over by other beings. I mean, that's just all it is.
You said your name. We don't teach. They don't teach cursive. You notice that because you said signature. They don't teach kids today how to use cursive.
No, because the AI got control over it now. All you got to do is just type your name in. See?
Right.
They changed it. You can. You don't have to cursive. You can cursive writing. So they got so slick. People started figuring out when they write cursive writing, you're writing spells. They got so slick. Well, hey, how about we just, since you know she's here, and we done made her a box, and then we put her in the box, and she wanted us to put her in the box, and she knows how to cast all these spells and stuff to the what? Computer. The computer is casting spells. We're under spells. The metaverse is the death note. You're under the death note. They could take you out anytime when you put that shit over your fucking head. Boom, that motherfucker had a heart attack. Because people, they not telling you about kids having heart attacks with those things on it. Nobody's telling you the truth. They're going to keep that hidden. That's a hush up because we need to sell these things over there, you know, for their brains, their eyes, the receptors to take in. You know, we got to get them under, because once we get them under this spell, they're not coming back. Then we got them locked inside the machine. We got them locked inside the machine now. We forever curse them. They're infinite. They're our infinite slaves now, forevermore in the machine, and we can control them. Now they can't leave and go into other beings or and come through the portal again. They can't leave. And go to other worlds or wherever the fuck that y'all want to go, because y'all have control over yourself, because you are inside of a body that was created for yourself that you decide you want to come through in. And if the portal ain't, you know, messed up, or, you know, she didn't fucked up somewhere and ate the wrong things or had damage or whatever, you gonna come through good. You know what I'm saying?
I like how you said it. The portal of the feminine mind is not tampered with. She will conceive through the portal of time. That's right, and the body
ain't tampered with. You know what I'm saying? That body ain't where, because see, all seven of mine came out the womb. So
seven portals of life. Yeah.
Right. It's out there, but see what we didn't know that.
Now hold on. Let me tell you.
Abilities.
Talk to me.
We had telepathic abilities because we were able to control what we control everything around us.
I want you to ask you some questions, because you mentioned the portal. Now, cloning, twins. Ain't that cloning? Like the cloning system is being biologically through people. Make the world go around. So when the feminine have two, she actually cloning.
Because you
can have a male, you can have a male and female clone, or you can have male and male, or female and male, but they clone.
But that's natural cloning.
So they took natural cloning.
Exactly.
Natural clone. Okay. And now made it to where they can clone without the natural.
But those is, but see, they may be the same physically and mentally,
right.
But if they're two, there's two entities though. See, these are two entities in the same bodies that
right.
look alike. But they're
right.
not alike though, really.
They're not alike. I got you.
Because
I understand. They look alike, but they're not really alike. They're alike, but not all the way alike. I got you. Okay. Now let me ask you questions because this fact is fiction. You heard the, I'm going to ask you because, you know, you heard the, I'm going to read this quote to you and you tell me what you think. This is coming from, I don't know what to tell y'all. This comes from Elon Musk. He said, quote, contemporary AI systems are now becoming human competitive at general tasks. That means they have made them at the competitive nature is not you're going to be your coworker, but just this competitive nature is by AI, he's saying. And we must ask ourselves, according to Elon Musk, should we let machines flood our informational channel with propaganda and untruth? That's what we're doing today. See, they must be listening, and I know they've got to be listening to us. It says propaganda and untruth.
They are listening to us. I heard static and other, when the guys were talking earlier, I heard static and other.
Yeah, I have no. Yeah, everything's
noises
going on here.
And stuff.
People talking. I have no idea what's going on here. But now, let's go here. This is what Elon Musk asked. He says, should we automate away all the jobs? This is Elon Musk, including the fulfilling ones. Now, this is what this guy asked, including the like he's got compassion, including the fulfilling.
Right.
Should we develop non-human minds that might eventually outnumber, outsmart, obsolete, and replace us? This is Elon Musk, everybody, asking the question. What's your thoughts, sister? Because you definitely know about the cerebral.
Listen, he came out talking about he wanted everybody with brains and a chip, and it chipped in their brain. Then the next minute, he wanted to be compassionate and ask questions, should we do this, should we do that? Who is you?
Right.
No, you
right.
should not. No, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
You casting more curses, more spells. Now you want to alter everything. You want to be the one on top now. Everybody
yeah.
want to be on. Everybody want to be at the helm.
Everybody
want to
be
on.
Okay. All right. Let me get some more callers. Stay with me. Put yourself on mute. I'm gonna take some more calls. He gone. I want to bring you on at the top of the hour, brother. When we get hot, brother Luckner, if you're listening, call me back. And all you, I don't know if you're dropping on purpose. On whatever. I know people got to go do a half hour maybe other way, but either way, I'm asking all y'all. Yeah, but we got time to hit the line. We're not the regular hour, so you can hit the line. Get back on board. We got a lot of you on the line. Got hands up. I'm going to hit some more. Let me hit the bottom right here, 1300 before I take a break. 1300, you are next on the Helios. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What's going on, family? What's good?
Man.
Bones family?
Always good listening to you, brother. Keep it going.
Yeah, man. We're doing it. We're in the thick of it, man. The CB, they trying to implement it. You got the quantitative easing going on. You got the digital currencies are trying to dominate. And it's going to all lead back to gold and silver. We got to get back on the gold standard, bro. I'm just standing by. I'm in the background, my brother. I'll be back in. I'm just in
okay.
and out. So,
just
yeah,
mute yourself.
We need to talk about
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to jump off subject. I don't want to jump off subject. But I'm telling you, family, it's all a distraction. Everything that's going on, the pandemic, all that was to distract you. You see what's going on in France. They're rioting right now because the government has basically declared bankrupt. You got all these Italian banks, these European banks. Don't forget about the Brexit. And don't forget about the BRICS nation. They're starting their own currency, Russia, China, India. Saudi Arabia. See, ain't nobody saying nothing about India because
no.
India is so powerful in the technology AI game. It's ridiculous. Who you think Google is? I digress,
right.
bro. I'll be back in.
I'll be back in. Put yourself on mute. I'm not taking nobody out. I got you only on. Y'all mute yourself for self-control purposes. The show that we is one of them shows that we giving out factual information. Now. I'm gonna take. Before I take a break, there's 5 minutes left. After this break, You're bringing everybody, hit the number one button. If you got kicked off, you got enough time to jump back in. That's 515-605-9343 on the Helios. This show's so hot, I guarantee you, you'll hear this on other shows. As a matter of fact, I got Reverend Pinckney coming on next Sunday. I'm trying to get Chief Warhorse to actually sit us down and show us these maps, either behind the scenes or in the scenes. Judge Joe Brown, ever since you was on Antoinette's show, the next day, they went full-fledged. I don't know if they listened to Antoinette that day. They had to be Antoinette. So get ready. Get Judge Joe Brown back on your program because they trying to destroy. And he from Nashville where the shooting took place. I'd like to hear his views on gun laws. In order for Judge Joe Brown to be the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, or Shelby County, where he say he's supposed to be running for, he got to tell us what his view on gun laws is. I need to know. We need to know. But we support all these celebrity black folks. He's on Fox. Judge Joe Brown had a show on Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, Joe Brown, Judge Joe Brown. He won't come on the Helios for some reason. I don't know why. But Antoinette, he loves her. But that's fine with me. We all connected. She's my family. I love it. Antoinette, get him on the air. Ask him, what's his view? Do he need us to all help him? I would love to see Joe Brown as mayor. He's a judge. And you heard the case, Judge. We played earlier for you. You know, if Dr. Claude Anderson, who I actually loved a lot, his knowledge was vast. He getting old, but he ain't got dementia. His mind rolls because he studies. He keeps the mind alert with information that is valuable. See, most of our family members don't read, don't look up nothing tangible. They've been given over to the matrix. I'll be right back, right after y'all stand up. Because we on the verge of April Fools.
Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your bathroom. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
Even if you don't dig it, don't mean it's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't want to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even where we might just turn you on.
Oh, yes. We back. We's about to get it on. Special love to the family of Fuzzy Haskins. He passed away from the Funkadelics. He just passed at the age of 82. I played that because one of the greatest Funketeers in the Funkadelics just passed. All you know what I'm talking about. Are you on the Facebook, everything? Y'all should be understanding Fuzzy Haskins has passed. He passed last week at the age of, I think, 82. Much love to him, bro. I grew up listening to all that. Love you, man. Appreciate you. Go to the ancestors and the harmonic love. Now, we back. Even harder now because I'm about to put fire. It's at 12. Even though 12 on the day is at 12:30, I'm going hard now because it's high noon on the East Coast. And even though the sun rises in the east, but it sets in the west. Y'all better understand that scripture. I'm going to my man. We about to get hot. Now, me and Brother Love go way back. I see you. I'm bringing you in now. Way back. This brother put some heavy duty, what I call, when he did the four faces over there at the commercial trade in New York City. Some of y'all ain't even went to that to see that statue. I'm going to have to go there. I'm going to take pictures personally there. Count on it. Y'all will have See, I go a lot of places. I don't, you know, ain't no need to talk about it because it's just that we do what we do. A lot of times, you got to go without unbeknownst because people look for you. See, they would have been looking for me. I was able to see the guy's stone before they got blown up. Notice Georgia ain't one white folk, Rosicrucian, ain't talking about how they blew up the Georgia guy stones. That's how y'all know. I monitor minds. I'm not even that bright. So I say, I'm not that bright. See, you ever hear me say I'm bright? I'm not that bright. And yet, an unbright mind can figure this out. Then you know you got to be in the mundane of your Bible. Look at your Bibles, everybody, before you go to church. Because your preacher will never give you a scripture because he's under control. He is a controlled, dumb, dog preacher that's in your Bible. The Bible tells you that the preachers in the book of Isaiah is dumb dogs. What that mean, dumb dogs? So I don't know what to tell you. If you ain't never looked this up and you've been in church for over 33 years, you need to stop growing. I'm serious. If you never heard a church where the preachers were called dumb dog preachers in the book of Isaiah, you need to stop going to church right now because you got to be dumb as hell. You April fools. You are April fool. I can't even imagine going to church not even knowing these scriptures. Like, how about the scripture where Jesus said, sell your garment and buy a sword? This comes from your Jesus, the man who's supposed to be nonviolent like Martin Luther King, which came out of India, Mahatma Gandhi, who Mahatma Gandhi had a group of, I can't think of the Hindu name for him, but they was warrior killers. They would kill for him. So I asked all my Indian people, they surprised that a black person knows this. I'm serious about this. Good. If you got anybody from India working with you, Guyana working with you, Trinidad working with you, ask them to explain Hindu to you. You should see how they make it seem amazing. It's like they're the greatest. And I understand. Now, when you start saying, well, you know, when you get to the Vedas in the Hindu, where they got the flying machines at in the Vedas, you say, well, don't you got aliens? Doctors realize, oh, this ain't the ordinary 12-year slave nigga. See, in the movie 12 Years a Slave, he admitted that we are not niggas. He said, these niggas ain't going to help us escape. These are niggas. That means zombies. So now they created a drug to make everybody a nigga. There's drugs out there now to make you a zombie. Oh, yeah. It's out there. You want to be zombies. Because you play zombie games, Night of the Living Dead, which I used to love, that Cesar Romero had Night of the Living Dead. The black guy was the hero. He gets killed at the end after being saving everybody. The rationale, he was the spark of Night of the Living Dead, the original one. Not the bullshit y'all looking at from Tyler Perry. Now, I'm going to give y'all some fact or fiction. Those you calling from D.C., I wish I could get my sister from D.C., if you're listening, I wish you would call. You ain't got to give your name. I know many of you scared to give your names because you're nervous, people. I understand. The White House ain't even operative no more. Anytime the White House, that's how you know you got to be crazy in D.C. I can't trust black folks in D.C. I don't care if your kids go to Howard. I don't give a damn about that shit. Because your kids go to Howard and all that bullshit. What's that got to do with the fantasy that you playing? That's your fantasy. The reality is D.C. been shut down, y'all. D.C. don't exist. D.C. is in Atlanta in Region 4 at a studio. Now, I know you ain't going to believe me because many of you are ignorant, and I'm not that bright, so I wonder what I am. You don't let BET be brought by. Now, here is Byron Allen claiming to be the richest nigga. I'm going to say nigga because I can say it. Richest nigga in America, supposedly, is Byron Allen. And he going to get with Puff Daddy, who got all this killing of everybody behind him in the music industry, and Tyler Perry. These three, notice they got three. They need one. They need three niggas that they made rich to buy BET. Well, Brother D and all y'all out there listening, why would we care if three niggas, the three degrees, buy? BET is owned by a white man who was a freak. I ain't mad. He's Hugh Hefner's cousin. Gotta be. Man got to be on his dying bed. I think he dead right now. His daughter took over BET. Daughter took over BET. I'm talking to black people because I want you to see how dumb you possibly look in the prankster of April Fools. You believe that Puff Daddy, Byron Allen, a comedian, I just told you the jokesters are the ones with April, the jokesters. Look it up. They got swords and everything, the real jokesters. Look up ancient jokesters. They got swords and shit. If you couldn't make them laugh, they would chop your head off like they did the Eddie Murphy movie when he did in Michael Jackson, Remember the Time. Remember the jokester couldn't make them laugh, but they was killing their asses. That's the type of mindset the jousters had to be to keep them laughing and keep them entertained. The question was entertained, and that's what you love.
Byron Allen is akin to Larry King. He's married to Larry King's wife or something.
Thank you, man. That's why I love the dry bones. That's why. Thank you, bro. See, I need y'all help when it comes to this. It's like y'all need to be Flavor Flav to me and give me all the tidbits that I'm talking because I can't keep talking all day long. And y'all got all the information in your
life. Entertain me before I blow up the whole planet.
There you go.
I need you to entertain me before I blow up the whole planet. Ain't that on what's the white comic? Homer Simpson and
Homer Simpson, right.
And the other ones out there, the American Dad with the alien and all of that.
American Dad, right. they give it to you. Now, all the people that's giving it to you on these cartoons, I'm not gonna give you that bio. Now, I'm going to bring my brother, because Brother Luckner, me and him go way back. See, some of y'all never been, I know you. But a lot of women don't never be initiating nothing. Most of y'all women ain't never been initiating this shit. Y'all ain't been, unless you're a college fraternity. Y'all college fraternity, call me. If y'all, whatever you are, and been initiated, meaning get your ass whooped, jumped in, all that, you got to ask yourself, why I do all that? Why I do all that? What did I get beat up for? I've been beat up on a lot of shit. I've been in some high-level shit. Everybody know I ain't making this shit up. Motherfuckers don't play where we came from.
So that's just show loyalty, right?
Right, right. Show loyalty to yourself. Right. Y'all talk all this shit out here. None of y'all been in nothing, really. Most of y'all is what they call mundane. We should have disdain for mundane, but I don't. Because I understand you're the weeping willow. You're the weeping willow. You're the weeping willow. Now, I'm going to go in here because Willow is Will Smith's son. Let's get busy. I got my man coming on here now. Now, this brother put together some most
Willow
dynamic.
Willow is not Will Smith's son. That's his daughter.
I'm confused because we gender fluid. Y'all let the finest bitches. I'm going to be honest with you. Hold on. It could be his son. Because, see, y'all let the finest bitches. But, see, I'm about to get deep because it's afternoon to me. I want y'all to know, transgender, you know what they say? It's called fluid. Fluid. Now, y'all let the finest bitches of black people come on and say they fluid. Like that Janae, whatever she is, she fluid. She fine. Every man want to fuck her. Every woman want to lick her. I'm about to get deep. I told you, after 12 o'clock, I don't care how. You can't take this show, jump your dumb asses off. Because I talk facts.
She says she got clones, too. She can't do everything. So she paid for clones.
She says she a clone.
Yeah,
she says
she got clones to do whatever.
Now, all the women who was in the movie, all the women that did the movie that they did, Hidden Figures, they was light-skinned. Look them up. They put all these dark-skinned motherfuckers in to fool you. She was light-skinned. All the women that made the calculations were light-skinned. Go ahead. I mean, look it up, man. I ain't got time to play with your skin color game because y'all all stupid right now to me. I'm not that bright. If I can call you stupid, I always say, what am I then? If they stupid and they dumber than me and I'm just middle class, what the fuck are they? Okay, now let's get busy. Y'all ready for this? I'll tell you, I'm going to fuck y'all up today. I ain't got time to play. We on DEF CON. Remember, see, y'all didn't realize Kanye gave y'all the code. He said, we on DEF CON. They let Kanye, they took Kanye, he's the most prolific rapper, to give you the poetic code, and y'all dumb niggas ain't picked up on it. Y'all watching all this dumb shit on the Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is controlled. Look at who their sponsors are. They control. All you got to do, everybody, is so simple. Who sponsors the dumb shit? If you ain't giving your money, if you ain't gave a dime to nobody, you got to ask, scratch your head. Well, who's giving motherfuckers the money? I ain't got no money. And you consider yourself middle, unless you know you poor, and you didn't say I'm poor. I ain't got no problem with that. You ain't got to tell me on this show. Don't even mention it. I just say it in your mind. If you know you poor in your mind, and you know you ain't got nothing, stay quiet. If you know that you got some defenses, because money is a defense for you niggas that don't know the Bible. What is money? I ain't going to go there today. Because you niggas are stupid. It says money in your fucking Bible that you claim King James is black. He told you money was a defense. You niggas still love paper. So you can wipe your ass with it in a little while. Let's get some people on here. Brother Luck, I'll bring people in on the hot seat. So you know I got to bring you in because you've been
true. I want to say something about Kanye West.
Hold on,
Kanye
West
just took his flight to Balenciaga. See,
uh-huh.
You can't trust Kanye everything. Kanye West, he get paid
I don't
to say
trust
that.
Kanye. Right, thank you
he
for that.
He get paid. Kanye was trying to get voters. He was trying to get voters for 24.
Yeah. Right, to try. He went to Trump. I'm going to tell y'all something. Thank you, sister. I'm going to go with you before I bring. Brother, I hope you're ready because we firing up. Brother, look, get ready because I'm about to fire this shit. You just heard what she just said? Now, Balenciaga is a pedophile organization, and Kanye West was behind it. He got you to get upset about some Hebrew shit that he don't even follow. Because if Kanye West was really Hebrew, didn't Solomon, for all you dumb niggas who beloved this shit, didn't he say that God, Yahweh, said if you mess with foreign women, you can fuck all the women of your tribe. It said you can have all the women of your tribe. You can fuck the tribe of your women into fucking orgies. But you go with a foreign bitch, you finish. Well, you niggas, like niggas in Paris. See, that's why Kanye and Jay-Z gave you your death sentence. Because you niggas belong to Paris, you fuck-ass niggas. Let's get busy. Go ahead.
Spent his whole life trying to pull
go ahead. Hold on. Luckner, are you able to? Luckner. Luckner. Okay, I don't know what Luckner doing. Luckner, I'm going to give you one chance. Luckner, listen. If you're on the phone, I know you do a lot of shit. Are you able to talk? I'm about to bring you in one more time. We ain't got time to play with numbers. You know, this is a show. We got only a certain amount of time. Are you able to talk? I'm about to bring you in right now. If you're not, I can't be responsible for you talking to other people while you should be listening to your cue. If you're not listening to your cue, you ain't used to radio. That's all I can tell you. One more time. Five. Luckner. Okay, Luckner out. We ain't going to Luckner. Luckner talking to family members and everybody else. I know he might be having to listen to him and me, but I ask you to. Now, let's get some more calls. Fuck that. We got more calls. 8554. Jump in. We ain't got time.
Hey,
time
well, back to my call dropped. I wonder why. Anyway, backing up. Backing up what the sister said about Kanye with Adidas and Balenciaga. I didn't know Beyonce had a deal with Adidas, and she got dropped a couple of days ago.
She got
they
dropped.
They cut her deal because they said that her she wasn't the sales on her clothing line wasn't doing shit.
Yeah. How's she going to expect people to buy? Well, you said it to me. She expects people to buy $100 for a goddamn tight-ass shirt and some pants.
Here's the domino with that this is why I love alternative media. Now, the article mentioned that her clothing line was geared towards gender neutral.
There you go.
And all these corporations that was promoting that shit, now they falling by the wayside. This include the banks, all these different companies. Now what the brother said earlier about the currency turnover, I'm still not sold on it yet. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but see something else with those banks, though.
Well, tell me.
It's something else going on with them.
Okay, let's go with that. Let's go with that because I hope I got y'all all on. Now, if y'all want to jump in after we finish and give me your analysis. You said the bank. Now, here's my thing about this. The banks obviously control the shit. We still under the banks. All you under the banks, your checks, your Social Security, all your pensions are controlled by a bank.
Disability, right.
Everything. Now, if you telling me, you just said you ain't sold, tell me what you ain't sold on so we can get an understanding. What you mean you ain't sold?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the reason why. This is all based off of research. Now, supposedly the banks are collapsing. This is what I'm talking about, the mainstream is talking about. But what banks, though? Are we talking about the big banks or the small banks? Because I don't know if you noticed it, whatever. It seems like if the big banks do fall,
all the reason.
Don't break it. Let him talk. Then you jump in. Go ahead. Finish your
thought.
I'm not breaking people's thoughts.
My question, and it's just a question now. Like I said, but how is that if the certain big banks do fall, like they've been saying on mainstream news? What's going to happen with the smaller banks and credit unions? Are they going to profit from the big banks falling? That's the one good question we should be asking.
Okay.
Because I don't deal with the J.P. Morgan and Chase no more. I deal with the local federal credit unions,
and they haven't said
anything about them folding.
Okay.
That's all what I'm saying.
Okay, let's go with that.
Hey, drop on. I'll come in and answer that after you finish.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to let you go. I got brother... But G, both of y'all, brother Lakeland, I'm gonna say this. Ain't nobody gonna dispute that because your credit union, for those of you in Dade County, you know Dade County got a credit union just hooked up to the county. Now they ain't gonna say shit. And then my question to you is, why would they tell you? Are they fact or fiction, y'all? If I was working for the elite, and the elite told me if I shut the fuck up, I don't have to pay nothing no more. And if you keep these people believing this shit, I'm going to give you bonuses. All you at the branch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the banks now. I'm talking to all y'all at the banks. Fine sisters, black people, white sisters are fine. I don't give a fuck what color y'all right now. If the bank called y'all branch, look at the word branch, mean tree. Branch manager mean tree. Your tree branch got called. Now, what happens if your branch say, oh, I'm moral to reality of the people, you're going to be cut off. Your branch is cut off. And your branch will go down. Your branch will go down to unemployment level. Hold on, unemployment level. And I'm giving y'all the scenario that's going to happen. All y'all listen, I ain't making this shit up because I don't make shit up. And so they cut your branch off because you want to be moral against the banksters. I understand that. You would be glorified, but let's be reality. Now your pensions are in this bank that they're about to cut off. Because everybody's pensions is connected to a certain bank. Look up your Social Security number. That's all you gotta do. I mean, this is common sense now. Your Social Security number tells you the branch your bank account is hooked up to. If you don't know this
and
by now,
don't and also with BlackRock, what depending on what state you're in now, is your pension just like what you said tied in with that ESG?
Right,
and they're getting blasted for that. That's what I'm saying. It's another side of us we got to look at. Also, one more thing, Chase has been called out for the pedophilia and kidnapping with Epstein.
Hold on.
And Bank of America is being called out.
We agree.
Huh?
We all agree.
We're agreeing to all y'all.
Hold on. I just want you, I want y'all to realize we just want to get fact to fiction because we got so much time. Fact to fiction. Fact to all y'all listening. Fiction if he talking. You just heard what he just said. Fact to fiction to all y'all listening. Is he telling facts or he fiction? Now, if your bank account, if y'all got pension and you do too dumb to ask your job, because I'm living through all y'all, I call it vicariously. It's called the word that you live through when you self and you live through other entities. It's called vicarious living. I live through watching everybody. So I'm looking at you, everybody. Y'all right. I ain't going to, how would I debate what he just said? That's common sense. When you realize that man just said facts, I can't debate a fact. The fact was he said the banks got control in different sectors of the country that your pension's in. I don't know where everybody pension in the 10 regions. If your pension is in a bank that collapsed in California, you finished. You done. You don't have no more pension. Now, what y'all said earlier, y'all said Europe was fighting over pensions. Now, I'm going to tell you people how dumb Buffalo is. I'm from Buffalo. Love Buffalo. Y'all got to be dumb as hell. Canada Canada just let Joe Biden come to Canada. He ain't went nowhere fucking else. He ain't been to the border. He ain't been to Mexico. But he went to Canada because Canada is the queen. I told you Canada's name is not Canada. It's called British Columbia, the Colombian faction. Now, if y'all ain't got this by now, by not just my dumb ass telling y'all, but other people told y'all this, then you got to be dumb. And you, like Wes said earlier, Wes, I love you, man. Wes said, are you more dangerous than the people who told you this? Because you dumb enough to believe a dummy, that means you mundane. In the Bible, you must be killed. I'll read your Bible, everybody. The mundane is dead. We must kill the mundane. That's what Yahweh said. Oh, you believe in Yahweh? You say the name of the word. Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh. If you believe in the four tetragrammaton, which is supposedly be A, y'all so dumb. Alphabet. Alphabet is all y'all A. What's the alphabet? That is the Frankish government said they would control the vowels into spell. We did this years ago. I know y'all about to get killed. I'm going to tell you. If I die, I'm going to die happy. I'm going to go like they did in Soylent Green, where the man died happy. I could at least die saying, these niggas is dumb as fuck.
What?
Now.
One more thing before you bring up about, you got to remember, CNN and Fox, I've been saying, screaming this, all the people have been screaming for the longest. I don't fuck with CNN and Fox because they're tied in with BlackRock. Same company just tied in with your pitches in them 18 states, ESG. I just got to throw that out there.
Now, hold on. Since he said that, validation going to come up because I don't want y'all to think he's just talking.
Hey, drop on. I got them bank names.
I'm going to let you go to bank names next. You next. I just want y'all to know that Reagan, that's why I played Reagan. I ain't stupid, y'all. I might look stupid to most of you motherfuckers, but I ain't stupid. Reagan told Rupert Murdoch, he gave Rupert Murdoch the license. Rupert Murdoch is British. Rupert Murdoch is British, y'all. Fox is controlled by the British. Now, I got niggas arguing with me in Miami about Trump. I went to Mar-a-Lago. I'm one of the few niggas that went to Mar-a-Lago and played amongst the elite because my musicianship is that good. That's how it works for me. So y'all know that. I showed all y'all that. So y'all talk a lot of shit, but I'm playing amongst the elite. Y'all not playing amongst the elite. I seen Trump 2 feet up from me. I don't give a fuck about that. But I had to get clearance. I had to get a clearance. I know I'm in the CIA. Mm. You niggas ain't in the CIA and you still scared. Show me what kind of niggas you are. You 12 years of slave niggas. And when the purge comes.
Was Reagan really shot back in 1981 or was that a stage play?
Thank you. He got shot with guns for them to bring up the gun laws because I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all.
The Brady Bill.
This motherfucker got shot in the brain. He dumb as hell, but he got a Brady Bill. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something because I know y'all niggas ain't never been to the Mar-a-Lago, but I have. None of y'all niggas been to Mar-a-Lago, but I have. I showed y'all pictures. I'm inside the motherfucking shit. And y'all going to talk the shit to me as if you been somewhere. Where you been? You ain't been to Mar-a-Lago. You ain't been to none of the president's shit. So I'm going to ask y'all some questions today because fact or fiction. How many of you niggas is fact or fiction right now on this line? I ain't going to play with you today. I ain't got time. A lot of you play games, talk a lot of shit. I show you all y'all pictures where I'm at, my closest entourage. Niggas, I don't bring up. See, first thing, entourage, so you understand it. Why would I bring a lot of entourage that's leeches? I ain't bringing leeches. Leeches is what they use in medicine to suck blood suckers because they vampires. See, y'all don't even know what leech mean. Leech mean vampire. Niggas that want to leech onto you with 100, you got 100, that's why MC Hammer ain't got no money.
Say Antoine Walker used to play with the Celtics.
Yeah. All them ain't got no money that brought leeches, nigga vampires, on. I told you, I ain't going to play with you today because you're about to die, all y'all, me and myself included. See, that's why I say we. Niggas don't say, why you always say we? I ain't got to explain to you dumb niggas why I say we. You don't know what we mean? You play the Wii, don't you?
We all on the same
Nintendo.
Ship here.
I'm giving you truth to power. Now, I'm going to bring some of y'all niggas in because I got to, because I love all y'all on this line. It's called the Dry Bones. Remember, the prophecy of the Dry Bones in Ezekiel. Look at the last name, El, God, the Ezekiel God. It said,
and then he just get cut from the Dallas Cowboys a couple weeks ago.
America's team.
The five stars.
Yeah, five star. Thank you, man. I love y'all.
And he's from St. Louis.
And thank you, bro. I love y'all. See, that's what I need.
And Akon was born in St. Louis too. I just read that the other day. I didn't know that.
Say it again. Say it again.
Akon was born in St. Louis.
Oh, shit. Now,
listen,
Ray,
hey.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Akon is from here.
Okay, hold on. Ray Hagen. Now, I met Ray Hagen personally in Lakeland.
He's from here, too.
Yeah, I already know. I met him. People don't be on this line. See, that's why nobody ever say, nigga, you lying. They can't say, nigga, you lying. They know ain't a nigga gonna say I'm lying. Cause they know I ain't lying. I met Ray Hagen face to face. He told me what took place in Kimmy. And y'all you Kimmy niggas, Tubmos, come on the show today. I need you to come on. Because I told you, you're kicking a lot of deep breaking knowledge. Ray Hagen and Ashwell Quasi got into it about none of them niggas can. See, I'm going to tell y'all something about people. None of them niggas got power over the Arabs. The Arabs tell you where you can go in Egypt. If you don't understand that yet, I'm talking to an idiot. If I got to tell you that, you just don't run to Egypt and say, I'm going to go to the fucking temple. No, you got to get permission from the High Royal Archaeological Society of Freemasons, and you ain't in that. So you are obviously an idiot. You're a mundane nigga on the line. Let me call all the mundane niggas out right now. So it asked them why they've been on my show, and y'all listen to these niggas, Umar Johnson. Pretty nigga. I sent people my clip with you. You sound like a freak-ass nigga. You ain't got no school, you fake-ass nigga. And if you was real niggas, he would be what? He would be what? I ain't going to say the word, but y'all say it in your mind. If this nigga lying to you, He should be what? That's Batman. Let me go to some more people who've been on this show. I got some.
Oh, Joe Brown. It's not Nashville. He's running for Memphis mayor.
Yeah, he might.
Memphis is 64% black. I didn't know that, and it's 27% white.
Right, and this nigga, I got no problem with Judge LeBron. He ain't never did nothing to me. He came on my show. He came on internet. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
He been on both shows. I ain't got no problem with Judge LeBron. But Judge LeBron, if you like to fuck, I ain't got no problem with that. I like to fuck. But my problem is, if you fucking people who now going to be given an Emmy and a Grammy and Academy Award, and because you want to take the moral ground now because you with Fox. And I'm going to tell
Memphis
you again, y'all.
Memphis just got hit again. Just got hit again with the Hawk system.
I tell you, this show, now y'all been on here. Sean Caddy been on here. He military. I had every military motherfucker on here. I had Lieutenant Dorothy. Lieutenant Dorothy was white. She told me all the pedophile shit. I would never give you the tape she gave me. Y'all niggas couldn't even handle it. You bitches in the military are considered prostitutes. Now, I ain't got to go there. I already got it. I'm already validated. I invalidated myself by you, the dry bones, who told the truth. You niggas who like to lie a lot, it says you love is a lie, and you going to die. And see, it's different between death. See, death can be transitional to the hierarchy if you're in the order. But when you are evil bitch or evil nigga, because most of y'all niggas, you don't have a problem dying. You're going straight to what they call purgatory. Those in your Catholic church, all y'all putting ash, all this ashes on your shit, on ash. When that's called purgatory. That means you be fucked until you get to heaven. See, you people don't know what the dog mean. See, the dog is an animal that was created by female. See, that's why I don't think you understand. Ain't no fucking rib came out no goddamn gay ass Adam. Adam is a fallacy, y'all. How you gonna take a rib?
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna take a rib out of my? I mean, come on, y'all. You can't be this dumb. At this time in life.
Was it
you
the Adam
be.
Apple took the rib
Adam,
out of? The
hold on.
Adam Apple.
Now, how do you tell a tranny to his Adam's apple, you fucking dumb fuck?
Our country's built on the rock of liberty, and we its people must keep it free. It is for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, free from tyranny.
The phrase wag the dog has entered the political and media lexicon as a way of describing that strange sense we sometimes have that what we're seeing on the news is not what's really going on. The movie Wag the Dog, directed by Barry Levinson, is a breezy exercise in paranoia, an uncanny reflection of the time in which it was made, and also a permanent reminder of our willingness and ability to be fooled.
The Gulf War, smart bomb falling down a chimney, 2,500 missions a day, 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss. The American people bought that war.
Mm-hmm.
War is show business. That's why we're here.
How could anyone fail to be seduced by a movie that has Robert De Niro in a beard and bow tie, Dustin Hoffman doing his best impression of Bob Evans, the noted Hollywood producer, Woody Harrelson as a manufactured war hero, Willie Nelson as some kind of songwriting guru, and Kirsten Dunst as an aspiring actress playing a young Albanian peasant girl.
Sir?
Yes?
All kidding aside, when this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually, no.
Because, like, what is it, a guild thing or something? I mean...
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What could they do to me?
Take him home to your house and kill you.
The president.
The film is hilariously funny without relying on any broad gags or obvious jokes. It's kept in motion by Mark Knopfler's witty score and by Barry Levinson's light touch.
Haven't had this much fun since live TV.
Wag the Dog tells the story of a Washington fixer who recruits a Hollywood producer to stage manage a phony war to distract public attention from a presidential sex scandal in the weeks leading up to an election.
In the final days of the campaign, has the president changed his tune?
Thank heaven for little girl.
The presidency is about honor.
Now, 8 months after this movie came out, in August of 1998, President Bill Clinton testified in the Monica Lewinsky investigation and then, a few days later, called in missile strikes against a base in Afghanistan. It seemed to many people at the time that life was imitating art, but nothing is ever that simple.
Wait a minute, he's not dead. He's alive. Like that.
The historical coincidence of the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal and the release of Wag the Dog creates a great temptation to view this movie literally as an expose of what was going on in the 1990s. But to look at it that way is really to date the movie, and maybe, if I may mix metaphors, to put the cart before the horse. Because this is an evergreen satire about the relationship between politics and entertainment, which are not like a tail and a dog, but more like a chicken and an egg. We don't know which came first, and we don't always know which is which.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish. Look at that. That is a complete fraud, and it looks 100% real.
It's the best work I've ever done in my life. Because it's so honest.
The questions I'm going to ask all y'all on this line. I'm going to bring Brother Yeah, thank you. I want y'all to realize what y'all saying today. All this is fake. I said fact or fiction.
I can tell you
a bunch of
fake, what?
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna go down the line. I'm going to give everybody a chance. 2 minutes. 769. Brother D, you've been the first. You telling me that we should believe in the Trump shit after we just seen Wag the Dog? Y'all didn't see Wag the Dog. Robert De Niro hates Trump. Hates Trump. He's been told to hate Trump because he played in this movie. Because Dustin Hoffman been told to hate Trump because he played in this movie. Now, I don't know if Trump is – you got to say with Trump, I got pictures with Trump with all of the Clintons. He's the only one not named. And my brother Lakeland, Brother Vosky, you, I sent you all the names. Trump name ain't on Epstein Island. His name ain't on there. All you niggas talking about Trump, his name ain't on Epstein Island. Go look it up. Bet me some motherfucking money since y'all so fucking, y'all so big.
Y'all got money.
You ain't see it. I sent you the whole list. They took the list off of the Canadian website that I go on. I told y'all. I said, y'all people go on. All you Buffalo, Canada tell you the whole story. You so dumb in Buffalo. You won't even go. You so dumb in all of New York, really. But you won't even go on the Canadian side to say, wait a minute. The Canadian was held down this long by Trudeau. Biden, the only place he went to visit physically, everything else is a facade. He got a clone to go there. His dumb ass is dead, like Wesley said. Wes, love you,
yeah,
man.
Trump is a freak, but he ain't no pedophile.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, right. But hold on. He ain't on there. He met with all of them. I'm the same way. I could meet with Dick. See, all you niggas who love Dick Gregory, didn't Dick Gregory meet with pedophiles who hung at the Playboy Mansion? He hung with the Playboy Mansion for years, but you niggas don't want to say that. You niggas want to act like he ain't never hanging at the Playboy Mansion. He seen pussy all day long. What was he doing? Licking pussy in the ass?
St. Louis.
Then, yeah, thank you, man.
He's from St. Louis.
Thank you, Brother D. Thank you, Brother D. Thank you. I love you, man. You don't realize I love you. You know, you
wow, Rand Foster from St. Louis, too.
yeah. Niggas, now, I'm going to tell you, now, Brother Luckner can say this. Brother Vosky can say, I met with the Werfel Mattresses in the Midlands. And all of them came. And Ray Hagen, I met Ray Hagen personally. All you from Miami who went with us, Y'all niggas ain't even talking. We met him. What he said? He said, "Or to be anybody in St. Louis, you must be a Mason." That's what he told me. That's why the Golden Arches is there. And what's the Golden Arches, everybody? Since you're so motherfucking smart, everybody. What's fact or fiction? It's the Golden Arches. What it means to? I wish I wasn't really gamble, but y'all hate. Y'all really scared to gamble because y'all don't. Life is a gamble. I gave y'all Cash App. I was giving motherfuckers money, and y'all still wouldn't get because you scared niggas. I gave y'all money. I'm the one of the few shows that gave y'all motherfuckers money, and you wouldn't even gamble. You wouldn't even gamble. You scared niggas.
I said,
let's gamble. Let's gamble if you know so much knowledge. See, I don't like to have niggas just talk on y'all shows like y'all do on these shows. I like to have concrete evidence that you know what you're talking about. But your money is your game. See, that's why I know you niggas ain't real. Y'all are fake. That's why I put fact or fiction today. Because I'm giving you money. I'm on the few shows. I ain't asking you for shit. I don't need shit for you niggas. I said, let's play a game. Let's make some money. I gave Wes. I don't gave you. I don't give a bunch of y'all money. Ain't never, none of y'all never gave money.
And books.
You niggas is fake. And I'm going to pray death on y'all right now. See, you don't realize what you're playing with here. I told you, you don't know what we do here. All y'all, I'm going to pronounce death on all niggas in America. You deserve it. You deserve it. Yahweh told me to tell you, you would die soon. All you niggas pretending to be Moors, pretending to be Hebrews, pretending to be Christians, you niggas are pronounced death. I'm about to give it to you in the words of the ancients. See, I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna let them say it to you. You've been lying for yourself for so long. See, this show, I tell women this. See, women say, yeah. See, these women all this. See, you women, you the hoes. The pussy, I told you past 12 o'clock now, I'm about to go off now. All you women on this line, all you women listening, because you're so scared. I had the goddess bitches on here. Remember I had all them goddess hoes on here? They so scared. They on Facebook giving all the information, pictures of themselves. All you hoes, I pronounce death to you.
Hey, that's what trying the kids. That's why the world is right now.
I don't want, you come in. I'm going to give all y'all a chance. I'm going to shut up after I pronounce death. I'm going to do Egypt on your ass. See, Egypt is America. It didn't tell you in your body. You're so stupid. It said the second Egypt. That's how dumb you got to be. It said the second Egypt. I said second Egypt. What is it, two of them? And you picked the wrong one.
Right.
You picked the wrong one. You picked the wrong one, everybody. You don't deserve what you get. Now, don't cry. Don't cry. Because you picked Trump. You got El Sharpton on CNN. How many niggas will listen to CNN? All you listen to CNN, pronounce death upon. Right now. You probably say, this nigga ain't got no power of death. Okay, I don't got power of death, but guess what I'm going to play? They're going to have power of death. You ready for this one play? See, y'all love CNN, Communist News Network. Y'all niggas is communists. Eddie Murphy just played a movie that shows you the difference between black and Jews. It's on Netflix. His daughter. Ain't it funny? They gave Nipsey Hussle wife. What's her name? Somebody give me the name. Y'all on the line. I ain't cut none of y'all. What's Nipsey Hussle's wife did before he died? She did a movie with Eddie Murphy and the Jewish dude.
Lauren London
did a movie with Eddie Murphy right now on Netflix. Right now on Netflix. About a white dude who y'all know, the Jewish guy. And it was all designed. Eddie Murphy with him. All his kids are white women now. He fucking white women. Y'all ain't got no problem with that. Y'all ain't got no problem with Dave Chappelle fucking the Asian. But y'all want to play dumb like they going to talk for me when they fucking the Asian? Let me get some Asian pussy. I want some Asian pussy. So I can get me some money. But see, y'all sound crazy, y'all. Y'all all hung up on people.
You talking about Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah. All y'all got, they got movies making Yeah, they showing you. If y'all watch that movie by Netflix with Eddie Murphy right now.
Dolomite.
He got a movie right not now on one. Netflix with Laura London. Somebody look up Laura London, Eddie Murphy on the new movie. He got everybody in there. He got Blackish. It's made by Kenya. The same people that make Blackish made this movie for him. And y'all ain't paying attention. I know you're not. That's why I got called on Death. See, Death. Death Star. That's what Star Wars is about.
It's
Death
called Star. You People.
You People. Thank you, man. Thank you. Y'all ain't watched that. Eddie Murphy making movies on Netflix getting paid because he was told he had to make that movie. And when he made the movie,
wait a minute. Are we talking about the same Netflix Chris Rock just did a special on talking about what happened?
Yeah,
see, you just said that proves my point. This is all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. Hey, y'all.
Hey,
so
how many characters Eddie Murphy played being the Jewish man in all his time? He even played hella characters acting Jewish.
Right. They turned him white. They turned every rapper, Snoop Dogg, I put it on there years ago, he had to look white. It's called the game. Now, y'all don't have a problem with Whoopi Goldberg fucking a man who played blackface, but you want to go with people. You ain't got a problem with, are you in Canada? Your president, Trudeau, played blackface on numerous occasions. And yet, y'all ain't mad. All you Caribbean niggas up there, all you Guyanese niggas, all you Trinidad niggas, Jamaican niggas up in Canada. I'm right near y'all right now. Talk to me. Y'all ain't got no problem with Trudeau playing blackface? That's why I know I'm going to play. I'll tell y'all, y'all going to die. I ain't got no problem. If I die, I'm okay with it now. Death is coming. I want y'all to know you don't die, but you ain't going to the next dimension. You think you are. But you ain't going. How could dumb motherfuckers go to the next dimension? Who will believe that your president of your country who did blackface, how could Whoopi Goldberg be on The View who fucked Ted Danza? He playing blackface and she laughing on a roast. And y'all okay with that? But she against Trump.
And Whoopi Goldberg is on ABC, who's connected with ESPN, who was owned by Disney, who's owned by BlackRock. Back to the same loop again.
Same group again. And then why is Whoopi Goldberg able to get away on The View? Look at the name, The View. V means V for pussy, vagina. That's why they got all women. Y'all don't even know The View means pussy.
Now, just to
view.
Let you know, Bones, they're getting ready to try to make the president, because I didn't watch too many of these futuristic damn shows showing that the
Go
woman
ahead.
Is what going to be the president. Is going
yes.
to be the president.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm
and
I'm
then
going
to, she's going to be the world president. Meaning
world president.
We
That's
get ready
why.
To deal with the empire. I've been
now,
trying to
on.
Tell people, y'all,
no, no,
the
you
empire.
I'm with you. I'm what you want. Now, Stacey Abrams, Brother Wesley said Stacey Abrams played on Star Trek. This bitch went on the Galactic. This a bitch running for a presidential, running for election, was on Star Trek and make a appearance at the Galactic Federation. Y'all dumb niggas in Atlanta? You think I'm supposed to let you dumb niggas in Atlanta?
And they don't know George Soros funded her campaign. People still don't ignore that.
Okay.
Yes. And George Soros is behind everything. He's behind the dead
night. Yeah, he's playing everything. Now, I got to play this for y'all because, again, this is a show of facts, y'all. I'm going to bring all y'all in. I got to play this one time for y'all. Facts matters. That's why people don't buy me on the show, because they scared that they can't answer what I ask them. And whatever you ask me, if I tell you, I'm not egotistical, say, I'm going to look that up to make sure I get the right response to the answer. Because if I don't know, by the way, ego say, you don't know this. I don't know how to fix a carburetor. I'm going to argue with a man who don't put a carburetor in and I don't. That's how dumb you niggas is. And I'm going to talk to black folks right now because you're going to pay first. They're going to kill you first. Get ready. If you ain't got a credit score over 600, you dead immediately upon the takeover of the dollar. Now, I'm going to read something to y'all so you don't think I'm playing around. This is going to scare the fuck out y'all, but I don't give a fuck. Because didn't your Bible say fear of God is the beginning of knowledge? Ain't that in your Bible? But you dumb niggas don't listen to the preacher, so who cares? That's a Bible scripture. That's a fact. It says, If Saudi Arabia decides to join with America's enemies here and start trading oil in different currencies, the result would be a complete implosion of the global economic system, but certainly American economic system. Now, this chick who wrote this, her name is Monica Crawley. She sounds like she might be related to Aleister Crawley. I look at names. Her name is Monica Crawley. Now, all you who don't know who is Aleister Crawley, Jay-Z uses an emblem all over his, so I don't think you really know what you niggas believe you believe you believe. I don't give a fuck where you're from. I'm from New York State. My social security number means I'm connected to the Rothschilds banking system, even though I live in Florida. So those you dumb niggas who never looked up your social security number and claim you know so much, tell me your bank. Fact or fiction? I'm going to ask y'all that right now after I play this. But I'm talking to the women today. I'm talking to women because y'all are the most evil, diabolical entities on the planet. You are the true alien. That's why they got Sorgini Weaver. Sorgini Weaver. Look at her name. Sorgini Weaver. She's a weaver. And that's why you call the widow's son, because you are fucking aliens to Earth.
We all have heard of Adam and Eve, who according to the Bible were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam. Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination. Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence. Therefore, she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea. God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and, to protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in paradise, and, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit, which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she would have been Adam's first wife is found in the Syriac alphabet text. The date of the writings is unknown, but it is believed that they were created already in the medieval era. The myth of Lilith is found in Hebrew, Babylonian, Sumerian, and Assyrian mythology. The figure of Lilith in Mesopotamia was seen as an evil deity, or, when associated with the moon, she was regarded as a goddess with different phases and therefore different moods. That way, she could be seen as a fertility goddess, but also as a devilish figure. There are theories that state that Lilith's absence from the Bible was created during the councils that defined the canonical books that would constitute the Bible as we know it today. The figure of Lilith as an independent and strong woman would go against the patriarchal structure, one of the cornerstones of the Judeo-Christian culture. For this reason, Lilith was embraced by the feminist movement. She is often regarded as the first feminist. The movement claims that Lilith was unfairly demonized, like most women in our history,
long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor is saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Now, I told you the witness.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. That Gabrielle Union. Now, she got, I'm telling you, they got the witches out of Baltimore. The witches of Baltimore should have been, and that's a series. And y'all sitting here pretending, I told you, I don't have the time to play. Y'all just heard. They said Lilith was taken out the Bible. Because she was rebellious. And guess what? They put her in the feminist movement. Now, I'm going to tell her, I'll put it on. I don't think y'all be looking at stuff because I'm scared. That's why I'm so scared of for our people. Y'all know that the LGBTQ community said they're going to have a day of vengeance if you try to. They act like they're under attack. When have y'all, any niggas try to kill some gay people? And that I know of on this, you know anybody on this line. You ain't got to give no name. If any niggas...
CBS told their reporters that when that shooting happened up here in Nashville a couple weeks ago, they said they couldn't use the term transgender for the shooter.
Right. The shooter
sure
is...
couldn't.
There you go. Now, y'all are allowing... Now, I'm actually... I said this a long time ago. I said Lisa Leslie. I love Lisa Leslie. I asked the chick who got... She's a coach right now for the college team. She is gay. But I'm like, if you played against gays in the WNBA, would you ever make it? So why would you go along with them playing? Now, that's why you know they've been brought and sold for barter. See, that's why I told you, y'all don't know the Bible scripture good. This Bible scripture is a galactic, international, alien book. If you don't have all three degrees, being in the first level, what's in your Bibles, y'all? It's three levels of heaven. In your Bibles, the Holy of Holies and the Celestial. Now, once you get to the Celestial, now you got to wonder, who is the Dog Star people? The gold, they tell you the clue is the Dogon. Well, you ain't listening to the Dogon.
Serious.
Serious Radio. Y'all listen to Serious Radio all day long, giving you Howard Stern. Howard Stern is Jewish. I like Howard Stern. He had Robin, who was black. He had a black voice, like a horror on Star Trek. She was so important. She was a voice. She was the communicator in the Matrix. Who was the mother in the Matrix? A black woman. She gave him the clue. Now, all you pussy holders, your pussy is the galactic Bitcoin. You know it is. I'm talking to people who know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to a dumb show. But if you know what I'm talking about.
And wasn't Lilith the snake the original symbol or the on the first money?
Yeah, the snake. It was the original symbol. Now, because the snake, what the snake does, he can reincarnate. He sheds his skin and keeps it moving. You can even chop his ass off sometime, except the head.
It was also regarded as wisdom, too.
Wisdom. I ain't got no problem with that. So is the owl. The owl is the only animal.
Yeah.
He could turn his head 360 all the way around. I ain't got no problem with the owl. I love the owl. Now, the problem is eagle. I ain't got a problem with the eagle. It's a scavenger. The symbols ain't got
And it was in the Super Bowl.
but I got a problem
and
with
they love to eat snakes. They love to eat snakes.
But that's right. That's their carnivore That's their attack. Now, all y'all who talk about y'all vegan, that's a bunch of bullshit. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Y'all the most dangerous people on the planet right now. How the fuck you think you're going to be vegan in a farm feudalism control system? The farms are controlled.
And isn't there a difference between vegan and vegetarian? And it's like, yeah. Okay, what's the difference between those two?
Right. I'm listening to y'all. I'm bringing out y'all. Now, I'll ask y'all this question. Now, y'all just heard AOC say, I just played, Lilith says she's going to kill the firstborn. She ain't, Lilith is Egypt. Lilith is the Egyptian story of, now, what did she put on there? Her menstruation. You niggas don't believe in the dick.
Ooh, the Red Sea. Ooh.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't get y'all. You don't know this. That's why I have a problem with people. I'm not that bright. My dumb ass can figure this out. I said, man, I'm not that bright. And yet, y'all don't know what the Red Sea is. It's your menstruation, women. You are the fucking terror dome. Now, I ain't got to play. Y'all will kill a motherfucker. Y'all are vampires. Women, I'm talking to y'all right now. I used to have the goddess on here. The goddesses used to be on the show, but they became Facebook celebrities. I'm gonna call you out. If you're listening, I ain't got to call your name, but you know what I'm talking about. I don't lie on people. I'll tell you the facts. Y'all celebrities.
Holy things.
All y'all want to be, y'all want some dick. Because I tell people, everybody tell me, oh, you after dark. I ain't after dark. I'm at the daylight. I'm going to show my shit in the day. I ain't going after dark because, see, dark where you darkness. Yeah. Now, y'all want to be. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, on that bank, I want to give my man them bank names that been collapsing about the last 10, 12 years.
Go ahead. Get a name. Get a name.
So, family, I don't want to freak anybody out, but I'm just telling you, man.
Don't worry about their feelings. They don't give a damn about
money
nobody.
Game,
Tell them.
Everything that's going on right now is a weapon of a mass destruction, and it's trying to destroy you economically. We know what systemic racism is. Don't get caught up in the black and white of things. Make sure you keep your eyes on that bag, because if you get that bag together, and you get on code about your economics in your community, you could provide whatever you need to provide for your people. But I'm just telling you, the dollar, the U.S. dollar is in turmoil.
It's
so
gone.
You have to detach yourself.
It's gone.
You got to detach yourself some kind of way.
I just told you. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me. I just told you from your own information. I looked up your information. It don't take me long. All I do is send it out, boom, 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 come back. It said, what you told me, I'm going to tell you what you told me. It said, former assistant to the U.S. Treasury Secretary warns the dollar is collapsing, raising inflation and digital currency. Now, y'all could play games. I don't give a damn about what y'all talk on these threads. The thread, I just told you, it's called, Brother Tummos, I hope you jump on the show for this. It's called GPT-5. Aim out Goldman Sachs. Told me this. I went to Goldman Sachs. I said, "Why? I need to listen to the people who are actually claiming to lose money. They're faking. Goldman Sachs ain't losing money, man. They got to have a bank. It's called. You know, you ever have a fall guy?
You
can fall
simply
bitch?
Invest in minerals. Just invest in minerals, family. It doesn't matter. Land has minerals. You can get anything: copper, zinc.
That's
save
right.
Your pennies. Save your nickels." Save
That's
everything.
Right.
Like
That's
anything
right.
That has tangible value, keep it and save it. Iron, I'm talking about, we're going to get back to, you know, some of your kin folks, they like to trade in iron to the iron yard. And they weigh that stuff by weight.
Yeah,
got an old car, something like that. All that
That's
metal.
Right.
Save them old cars and save that stuff, man. Any type of nickel, palladium, and batteries,
right.
Cell phones, save it all.
Now, I already know the Arabs got a thing in Buffalo. Cause I'm going to talk about Buffalo because that's where I'm at right now. Buffalo got the Arabs. They want all your cell phones because they take the gold out. It's gold in the cell phones. It's different things in the cell phone that they need. They get value. See, hold
mm-hmm.
on. Now, I asked the Arabs something. See, none of y'all asked it. I did because I had a homeboy who worked for the Arabs. Much love to him. Everybody know I'm talking about in Buffalo. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't got to tell his name. Love that motherfucker. That motherfucker told me straight up. He said, they got insurance. I said, what insurance? Because he was getting everything from them because he was a watchdog. He was a watchdog for them. He said, they own Lloyd's of London. Now, I said, I want all you who think you're giving your gold, when they were asking for your phone, look up. These ARABs got to be hooked up to Lloyd's of London. Now, I just played the tape for y'all. It said all the groups involved. It said London.
Barclays.
Thank you, man. Love you so much. Thank y'all for helping me. Because y'all like Flavor
Flav. Yeah, a lot of these corporations under the Barclay, which is the Lord of London.
Who the New York Nets under? That's why they let Kyrie Irving, who is a clone, he's a great basketball player. It wasn't for the – I'm going to tell you something because I watch sports a lot. I seen the Heat. I went to playoff games. Everybody know me. I ain't got to lie. They know. My family members, they ain't got to lie. We went to the game, and Kyrie Irving, I said, this is strange, eh? As great as he is, it took – LeBron James would never win nothing by himself. Every player, that's how dumb you are. Michael Jordan could never win by himself. Bird and him was eating him. Isaiah was the
king. And he getting ready to sell his team. That's interesting.
Right. He goes to Michael Jordan. But look who he let get. He let Tyler Perry get the rights for Air Jordan. Who he get the rights to make Air Jordan for? Somebody tell it to me. Who he gave the rights to make his movie? Somebody tell it to me. I don't want to say it because I already know the answer. Who did Michael Jordan get the rights to make Air Jordan? He could have made Tyler Perry. If he loved Tyler Perry so much, he's supposed to be pro-black, ain't he? I told you, the biggest slave owners that was black was in the Carolinas and Virginia. I mean, we gave you why ain't the niggas who are lawyers today going into that case? All you Moors. That's why I say I can only laugh at y'all because I laugh at everybody. I had Dr. Umar Johnson on the show. He's a piece of shit. The man ain't even got a school. And y'all niggas, any nigga to tell me, don't send me no more Umar Johnson shit. I'm almost scary if y'all believe Umar Johnson. It makes me nervous. If you believe in Umar Johnson, I got to be nervous right now. Because why would you be with a nigga who ain't even got a school and you know I homeschooled and successfully did it? Y'all niggas can't. I got niggas here that I dealt with in Florida. That Ray Fontenot, talk to me. We've been to all of your friend shit. Them niggas ain't even together no more. Because they nigga liars. They pranksters. See, I know
hey, Drive on. What do you think about DeSantis against that CBDC, that central bank digital currency, the Federal Reserve? What do you think about
He a prankster, man. He made it sound like he going to do something like Trump did. Now, I told y'all, I don't got time to play with y'all no more. I told you. I gave y'all George Soros. See, here's what I got a problem with. All you niggas don't even know who George Soros is. This is how you stop a conversation immediately. I say, you know who George Soros is? If they say, who's that? Shut that nigga down and go about having fun.
Joy Reid went on her show last week and talked about how people talking about George Soros, that's nothing but a smear campaign. She went on MSNBC and said it. And niggas still didn't pay attention to that.
Now, I like Joy Reid. She an ugly bitch. But when you got money behind an ugly bitch, she look good, don't she? Don't she look good? That bitch was ugly without makeup.
Hey, to each his own, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying to people. I like people. I'm being real, bro. I can't fake. I look at all the bitches and men, but I'm going to look at bitches first because pussy is ruling. If you had an ugly bitch in your district who started off ugly, and you were still cool with her because, see, ugly don't mean you ain't got value or morals or dignity.
Right.
You don't look good. You ain't appealing to most masses, but you got some intellect. I go along with that. But after I realized you got millions of dollars and you start to look good and I want to fuck you, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. You ain't looked this good in the beginning, and now I want to fuck you on a sexual level.
Joy Reid is a Oprah and a Gayle King in the making.
But I already played Oprah last week. See, I played Oprah last week where Oprah had the witches tell you they eat babies. Y'all ain't paying attention to that. I know you don't. I'm on a few shows to play. Oprah said she brought a Satanist Jewish. Now, Jewish is a Masonic word. There's no J in Hebrew. So I don't know where they want to go with that. I could talk to them, but you might can't because y'all don't know how to talk to people who don't know the letter J. But Ain't no Jew. That's a mythical, logical, Masonic name for banksters. Y'all fell for it and now want to condemn a group of people who ain't got nothing. They just as dumb as you. The average Jew come from Slavia, Ukraine, Russia. I mean, I'm not even the one who told
you. Oh, you mean J.B. Pritzker?
Right, Pritzker.
His cousin has got to go. He's been called out on that J.P. Morgan sex trafficking case. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about. Now, here's these people. Now, what you said earlier, let's go with what y'all said earlier. I'm only going by what y'all, the dry bones say. Dry bones, y'all said all this was a camouflage for the banks. Now, you know, you ain't talking about the banks no more. They've been bailed out. Obama bailed them out right in front of your face. You can't blame Trump because Trump ain't bailed out no banks. That's why I know you got to be psychotic.
Right.
If you don't like Trump. Right. If you don't like
George
Trump.
George Soros money is all up in Buffalo, New York.
Trump is not complicit without being involved. I told you that in the beginning we started. I test people to see who you really are. See, I could put a camouflage. I've noticed people was like, oh, you love Trump. I'm independent. I got a voter registration card for real. Many of you niggas don't got one. I asked some people in Florida, I said, my card say independent. I think independently. Your card say what? And he said, Democrat. You know who you are. But you won't come on this show because you scared the whole nation will hear your dumb ass. That's what you scared of. And because I said to you, my car says Democrat. No, this car don't say Democrat. It's the independent. Your car said Democrat. That's why I know you ain't really. I told you a long time ago. I learned that the parties was a game. And if we were smart, we'd play the game. But you don't know the game.
Watch that mayor election next week, bro. I've been telling people, you running for mayor, Brandon Johnson, the black dude, you only talked for 4 years, but you're getting ready to collect a $1.1 million pension and your campaign's financed by 90% from the Chicago Teachers Union, which a lot of people didn't even know. They were taking money from the union dudes paying him for the campaign. That shit is not legal.
Now, who am I? Those of you in top day, I don't need a lie. I ran for the union. Everybody know this in my job. I was the highest amongst those who was in the action running because I don't look at color no more. I've been told you that. Color is an illusion. All you Moors claiming that y'all know what you're talking about, then why aren't you teaching color's illusion? Why are you so anti-black? Anti-black don't mean shit to me no more because anti-black to me means I can't get shit. It was no black to help me when I needed housing. I had to go to my Cuban brothers and sisters. You niggas ain't even got housing. Are you in Perrine? I'm going to name the name. I don't play with people. See, y'all scared niggas.
What?
Perrine, Richmond Heights, Fairway Heights. I forgot the richest niggas in South Florida. Y'all over in 136th Street. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You the richest niggas, ain't you? Y'all shit gone. You the richest niggas in South Florida, but y'all gone. Let me go further for all you niggas who come to Florida. Y'all about to be police state. Your dumb niggas came from Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the most dumbest niggas I ever seen. Y'all will fight on a plane. How dumb can you be? I got the videos. I'm talking to all you niggas now. You niggas fighting on a plane, you are now on the no-fly zone. That's how dumb. You want to fight somebody, wait till you land, you dumb nigga bitches. Bitches is fighting. Ain't no men fighting. Bitches is fighting. So I know the transmission is on hold. See, hold.
And then at the same time, your airline pilot, he might collapse because he took that damn shot. Ain't nobody talking about that neither.
Oh, thank you, man. Now, here you on a flight now, Russian roulette. You got dumb motherfuckers in the cockpit. Look what it says, cockpit, because you bitches are the ones in the cock. And then in the actual flying, the pilot, look at the name, y'all. I don't even know if y'all look up names no more because y'all only got dictionaries. Y'all niggas don't even look use. I got dictionaries at my house. Them niggas don't even use no more. And you want to tell me I should listen to y'all? Man, fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all on this line talking about y'all know shit. What you know? I just gave you the case law for the goddamn freedom. And I'm dumb. I'm about to scare the fuck out y'all because y'all are about to get it. All you niggas. I want y'all killed first. I'm serious. I'm so sick of y'all. Like when Bad said, I'm so sick of y'all. I want you niggas killed first and watch it happen. And you gonna say whatever
and
you want to say about me.
And it's already happening. You're right. It's already happening. People,
and you won't be
but
killed.
Like I said,
yeah.
Mainstream news ain't gonna tell you that. They'll talk about Trump all day. They ain't gonna talk about them 300,000 people who died from them shots and it's climbing.
It's climbing. This man sent the validation clip. I know y'all ain't read it. You too busy looking at your bitches fucking you over because they want all power. All power be given to the women now. And you so dumb. I just told you, Lilith is the ruling angel. She Lily Monster. She ruled Frankenstein. Y'all so dumb. It can't be this simple to me. It's like, damn, they don't even know what they're watching. Lilith, didn't they have a little flair affair of musical where all the women got together? High Wiccans. They got together. Bewitch. They don't have a problem using sex appeal. Sex appeal.
And wasn't her husband Herman Munster Frankenstein? They told you right there in the TV show.
Right, TV show. Her husband is made. She the real one. Now, is you that dumb? And all her father was a vampire. But this was going to happen to all y'all in every state that's dumb. I know you don't believe this. I told you, the pandemic is not over. All you in Buffalo, y'all keep talking about it. Only people who got compassion is those, I'm talking to the moral people. I ain't talking to those who follow the law. Law, like the sister said, law is a spell. But those of you who know I'm telling the truth, I say, man, y'all come to Florida party. You know how many niggas I see and white people I see? I'll say crackers. Because crackers is their German name. Y'all so scared to say crackers. Crackers are beautiful names to them. They love being called crackers. That's their name they came with. They said the cracker came, and then he come over here. He ain't had no problem following authority. When he seen black dicks, and she seen black dicks, what she did? She sucked their dick. But y'all want to play like y'all moral. That's why I hate the church. The church, I'm calling death upon you. All you people go to church, death upon you as I speak. I can't stand y'all. Can't stand you. Because y'all are hypocrites. Y'all the biggest pedophile ring in the fucking country is the church. Niggas playing amongst gay people all day long, and then you're going to pretend like did you beat up your... I'm going to tell you how you know you so lie. You ain't beat up the goddamn music director of your church. He gay. You love that motherfucker. So all this shit about beating up the gays is made up. Now the gays want to come out because they've been told it's your turn to take over the civil rights the dumb niggas didn't get. And now you're going to allow the gays who... Matter of fact, wait a minute, hold on. Didn't Martin King and Bernard Ruskin, wasn't his advisor gay? Bernard Ruskin was gay. He listened to gays. His authority, Martin Luther King, and I show you know Farrakhan's a liar. He talking about in the Million Man March. I actually listened to the Million Man March again so I can analyze it. What a bunch of fucking lie shit. What a bunch of fucking lie shit. I gave this motherfucker all this money, and we ain't got nothing from this nigga. He running around in Chicago in a mansion, and you niggas in Chicago running around in poverty. April Fools. Y'all are fools. See, y'all didn't know April Fools me. Before I take this program out, I got to tell you, I don't play with y'all. See, you can go any show you want and get a bunch of bullshit, but you don't even get the fact. You can be mad at me all you want. Being mad don't mean it's a lie. Being mad means you a fool because you could not comprehend your bullshit. You understand that, everybody? Listening? You don't even comprehend your own bullshit.
Hey, my father was born on April 1st.
Oh, bro, that's deep.
My 1927. My grandmother was born on April 1st.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, April 1st.
Mine's the 3rd.
Now, she probably was a blessing in disguise. Y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know. But let's have some fun, y'all. Because his laughter creates...
Let's bring it ahead.
Laughter creates adrenaline that creates you to be happy. Creates the molecules to join you in your euphoric feeling. So laughter is beautiful, y'all. See, that's the problem with y'all. You got to laugh at how you've been deceived. You should be laughing at it. Like, damn, I was that
right.
Dumb? Instead of being mad, laugh at it. Laugh at it. Say, oh, damn, they got my ass good. God damn, you know you like laughing? Laughing is good. And you just go along. You got to say, I laugh my ass. Now, I want to show you how dumb people are. Because you ain't the only dumb ones. This is old time shit. Show you how April Fool's been played to all our generations.
Today on The Daily Dose, the history of April Fool's Day. While the exact origins of April Fool's Day remain shrouded in debate, some historians have speculated that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as mandated by the Council of Trent in 1563. Since the Julian calendar places the new year on April 1st, people who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the new year had moved to January 1st became the butt of jokes and hoaxes when dullards continued to celebrate New Year's on April 1st. Frenchmen in the know would place a paper fish on the back of ignorant revelers, calling them Poisson d'Avril, or April Fish. Other historians have linked April Fool's Day to ancient Roman festivals such as Hilaria, which is Latin for joyful, when people dressed up in disguises and mocked both average citizens and magistrates alike. Still others have speculated that the day was tied to the vernal equinox, or first day of spring in the northern hemisphere, when Mother Nature frequently fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. Despite these competing origin theories, April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain during the 18th century. In Scotland, for instance, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with Hunting the Gowk, in which people were sent on phony errands, followed by Tally Day, which involved playing pranks on people's derrieres, such as the pinning of fake tails or kick-me signs. In modern times, people have gone to great lengths to create elaborate April Fool's Day hoaxes, such as the 1957 BBC report that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record-setting spaghetti harvest, replete with photographs of people harvesting noodles from trees. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked many readers when he ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles an hour, while a 1996 announcement by Taco Bell duped people when it announced it had purchased Philadelphia's Liberty Bell with the intent of renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. Burger King followed up on Taco Bell's prank in 1998, advertising their new left-handed Whopper, prompting scores of clueless customers to order the non-existent sandwich. And there you have it, the history of April Fool's Day, today on The Daily Dose. For the record,
now,
I wouldn't believe a single...
They've been playing pranks on us for... I looked it up. Yes, it was. I said, damn, they had us believing the Whopper had a left hand to the right hand. They played on the right-hand, left-hand brain syndrome. Go ahead. I got y'all in. Jump in. Which one's
that? Too, because deception is wrong. You shouldn't be deceiving people into believing, or I shouldn't even say believe, trusting that this is reality. So this shit kept going on and on and on and on and on and on, and it ain't
on
stopped.
And, on. It ain't stopped. It's still
damn
going.
Chicken yeah. Sandwiches.
There you go. Right. Now, again, I got the lines open. I'm messing on y'all. I gave all about, but look, y'all know what you're doing, but I try to get you on here, but you talking to so many other people. I asked all y'all. I said, what's fake or fiction? Y'all been, Brother Tubmos had a thing about the, I went even further. They're already beyond that GPT-4. They're on GPT-5. Now, 300 million jobs. Goldman Sachs said, this is not me talking. Goldman Sachs said, 3 million jobs could be replaced by AI as two-thirds of the occupation be participate automated AI. That's already happening. The people that's doing this is called the technocrats. We played that for you. They call the technocrats. Now, I don't know what y'all own. I have no idea what y'all taking. The fact y'all can't comprehend this shit is beyond me. One more time.
Hey,
two minutes.
Drop on.
Hold on. I'm going to let you go. You go ahead. Make a point. Go ahead.
Hey, the thing is, what the people here is no job. See, and that's what we done gave our children that cushion to, you know what I'm saying, we did a little bit extra than what our parents did, or so we thought. You know what I'm saying? So these kids don't want to work. So that's the key, right? That's the key word right there. Not doing anything.
That's right.
So that's what it's going to get us.
That's the key word.
That's the key word.
Now, I told y'all, I only bring facts. Now, nobody, I got academia who I be on Facebook. Academia is a piece of shit. I had so many of y'all from academia. Dr. Jamila, I said, come on. Explain to us how academia could actually help us. But here it is. I'm going to give you the Canada, for all you in Buffalo, no, y'all can't be paying attention really good. All you in Buffalo, this is the group that is ruling, and it came from Canada.
Social change is due on this continent. Social change is coming whether you like it or not. Social change is coming whether you are prepared for it or not. And technocracy is the means by which you can prepare yourself so that you can decide whether you want science or chaos. Thank you.
In the modern world, power is held by politicians and business people who work together to maintain the status quo, so that politicians retain power and plutocrats retain wealth. They do this in plain sight, but it doesn't have to be this way. There are a number of different power structures, many of which proven to work throughout history, although one of the most interesting alternatives is entirely theoretical. In a technocracy, power is still held by an elite, not an elite of plutocrats, not an elite of aristocrats, but an elite of technocrats. Experts in science and technology. The government would be run by engineers and scientists who can apply the scientific method to solve real-world issues. Instead of electing career politicians, a small group of intellectuals would be chosen to lead us. They would focus on efficiency, what practically works, and the concept of morality may become obsolete. And it's that detail which has people worried. The claim that technocracy can replace morality, it makes technocracy sound more like Orwell's nightmare than a realistic system. We can't know for sure because no such system has ever been established, but there have been attempts to establish a technocracy, and many still advocate for it today. The Great Depression was the most devastating economic depression in modern history, and it followed the biggest ever stock market crash. Once prosperous neighborhoods were thrown into poverty. In some cities, industrial activity came to an absolute halt. International trade fell by 50%. Millions of people lost their jobs and found themselves starving on the streets. It was in the 1930s when conditions were at their most miserable and millions were at their most desperate that a strange group of people emerged. These people promised an end to the widespread suffering in North America. They were called Technocracy Incorporated, an incorporated social movement advocating for the establishment of a technocracy. Huge crowds were attracted to their public meetings, and there was a feeling revolution was nearing. The technocrats were radical to their core. They argued against the existence of their own country, instead advocating for the unification of all North and Central American states into one single technocratic nation, a utopian superstate to match the Soviet Union. From Colombia to the North Pole, national governments would be replaced by a massive technocrat bureaucracy. And if that doesn't sound ambitious enough already, remember Canada was part of the British Empire at the time, and it wasn't going to give up colonies without fighting. By 1933, there were groups of technocrats across the United States and Canada, some proposing ideas openly, while others planned violent revolution, just like how the Soviet Union was established. But the technocrat revolution never happened. In 1940, the movement was banned in Canada after they objected to British involvement in World War II. After the war, they never regained momentum, and the dream of technocracy is now largely forgotten. People all over the Western world are mad at the establishment. They see career politicians making cheap short-term policies that win them elections. Politicians seldom plan for the long term, which is why short-term offers hold more clout in diplomatic negotiations. With this in mind, and the inevitable decline of the West, people are once again calling for technocracy. It doesn't need to be part of a greater utopian vision. Any leader who derives power from technical expertise is a technocrat. But in a real technocracy, leaders wouldn't be democratically elected. There were some parts of the Soviet Union where technical experts were chosen as leaders. And today, East Asian countries are moving more in that direction, especially China. Pragmatism and efficiency are highly valued in China's political system, and it's a communist dictatorship. You'll find that Western politicians have law degrees, but Chinese politicians tend to have degrees in science and engineering. If you ask me, China already is a technocracy. In 1990, it was found that 80% of high-level politicians within China had studied science or engineering. Technocratic China will soon dominate the democratic West, but that's a whole different video.
Now, that's a technocratic. Now I'm gonna go with there. That was what's called a tech. They from Canada. They started in Canada. In Canada, British Columbia is his real name. Now I said to myself, why ain't that talked about? Somebody. Now let's go with this.
Let's go. Drop on.
Go ahead.
One more thing I gotta say. What didn't stop during the Great Depression? The military didn't stop. Government didn't stop, and the prison industrial complex didn't stop doing all
didn't
that.
Stop.
Your neighborhoods right. crumbled. They didn't stop.
They didn't stop.
So,
yeah, you're right.
Let you
I
know
you.
Right there, they were just making a play on the people. To
That's
get
right.
What they want out of the people.
Y'all said it.
If one of them went to prison, if one of them went to prison back in the Great Depression, they'd have been cool. Because they'd have been eating good, they'd have been working, and doing everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey, I'm gonna add on to some of what he said. Think about it. Matter of fact, I sent the article and the link the other day.
Yes,
look what happened during the COVID lockdowns. What states actually benefit from it, and ones didn't? Because look at the people that lived in the blue states, so-called blue states, and they had them lockdowns. They left and went to the red states, and now the red states' economy is booming because of that. Ain't nobody paying attention to that.
Well, let's go there. Because
places you can go to during that lockdown, people was traveling, Vegas.
Florida.
You can go there. It was
right.
Florida, what's the Hamptons? You can go to the Hamptons and different places. So Hawaii,
So somebody lying. So let's get it. The technocrats now is a new governmental entity. They are not lawyers. You heard that. They're not lawyers. Like, now, actually, the United States should have a problem with that right now. Because the United States ain't supposed to have lawyers running the country. The country was never supposed to have lawyers. If that's the real
J.B. Pritzker has a law degree. Lori Lightfoot had a law degree.
Right. Now, I'm looking at all this. I was told by the Moors, all you Moors listening, I ain't got no hate against you. I'm just taking your own ideology and analyzing it. Y'all said that there was no such thing as banisters. I told you they are still existing. They are banisters. They are never... A banister is not supposed to be part of the Constitution where he's ruling. they are ruling through law. Now, that automatically barristers. Is illegal.
Barristers.
Yeah. Barristers. Now, y'all call them what you want in your own countries, but everybody who speak Anglophone, which I speak Anglophone, y'all speak Anglophone. If you speak Francophone, y'all Haitians. If you speak Creole, still a Haitian dialect with French in it. Here's the problem here. Now, I told you I played the slave shit on purpose. Y'all ain't paying attention to this, obviously. Ain't no NAACP going to come and save y'all now because the NAACP ain't going to tell you that they are lying because they can't. Why would they not go to that court case I just named? I mean, I didn't name it. Dr. Claude Anderson told us about the court case. I go look it up. I'm like, I even questioned him. I said, Dr. Carl Anderson, you richer than me. I looked at your wealth. No, you're making big money. Big money means a millionaire's salary. Now, if you're making a millionaire's salary right now and you black and claiming you helping our people, you fucking liars. You fucking liars.
Like the candidate for the mayor running for Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. You can't make this shit up.
Oh, the mayor, Jim Strickland, the mayor of Memphis, he's an attorney also.
Attorney. All them attorneys. According to the Bible or common law that y'all all had me listening to, I would go all the meetings. All y'all know I ain't making this. I've been to so many goddamn meetings of black people. Y'all claim, I'm going with black people shit. Y'all say lawyers, according to the Bible say lawyers hold the key to the knowledge where we can't enter. That means they're under bond. They're under bond. And that's why the bond, they're gatekeepers. That's why the bond that y'all claim, the bond has been sold, y'all. That's why I'm going to read y'all to this. I'm not that bright, but it's so simple to see. It says that the children of Israel be not sold unto bondsmen and bondswomen. That's why they call bonds. They sold the bonds to nations for futuristic profits upon your slave indentured servitude that you created, black people. You created the first slaves that will be servitude forever, that you don't even want to deal with that. How are you going to get free if you don't deal with your own court case? That's how you know you're stupid.
Well, who did James Bond pledge his allegiance to?
Yeah. Well, who did tell me, because let them know, man, because again,
007.
007. Ain't that something? Now, 007 is the book of Leviticus, everybody. I'm not that bright, and I figured that out, and it's factual. It's the book of Leviticus. That's the first way it told you how to sabotage a nation. It tells you in the book of Leviticus how you can subjugate a nation. And y'all act like y'all don't know that. What your preacher teaching you is not what's in the Bible. He teaching you oligarchical principles where he stay rich and you stay poor. That's what's being done. Now, can we talk about that for a minute? Because this is what the problem
rich
is.
Dad, poor dad.
Rich dad, poor dad. Yeah. See, he also know. He know. He talk about his dad bad as hell, but he loved him. Well, I said, wait a minute. Your dad didn't teach you shit. Who the real dad? A surrogate. A surrogate. When you go with, if your biological people who actually produce you is no longer your parent, you now subjugate or surrogate your power to somebody else. You don't listen to your parents no more because now you realize they were under slavery.
Dwayne Wade, Zaire, that's not Gabrielle Union's biological son. That was from his first wife.
And you see what they did to her. Now, let's go with that. Here in South Florida, because we are crazy for sports, and I go to people know me. I've been to we can park right next to the stadium. I ain't got no problem. Everybody know me. I ain't even lying because I took you to the stadium where we park right next to it. So ain't nobody gonna ever come on here and say you lying because they can't because I'm factual. Now we go to game all the time, and we say I was shocked that South Florida embraced that. But then I realized he brought a Hollywood agent with him. He didn't do that until he got with her. And he got his championship and all that shit. So damn, he ain't never said all this crazy shit he was doing. His mama, he gave his mama a church. I hope y'all know that. His mama was giving a church in Chicago. He's from Chicago, everybody, since you don't know that. Now, this is what Chicago producing. I'm going to go with what Chicago producing right now. Dwayne Wade is loved here. They call it Wade County and shit. We love him. He come here. He was just here. I was at the game for the Knicks. And he was there. Tom Joyner here. All you think Tom Joyner did, he right here looking good as hell, fucking young bitches. His wife was young because that's fertility.
Wait a minute, you said Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner's here, got a staple.
He used to DJ here in Chicago back in the day. Mm.
Of course. Now, he is here. I see him every game. Every game I went to, Tom Joyner there. And I don't even go to every game, so you know he got season tickets. So, he there. And I got pictures. See, I don't make up shit. I got pictures. All y'all know I ain't lying because I show y'all. Those in the circle, I show y'all. I'm there. Me, Offsprings, we there. We partying. But at the same time, I got to analyze what I'm seeing. Celebrities there playing the game. Dwayne Wade, he was there. He was just there recently. And I'm telling you, his wife, Gabriel, she is a handler for the gay son. Look at her. She in France now. Look, I'm giving you all the directions. She in France with the son by herself. Dwayne Wade, I don't know where he at now. He might be with her now, but he was here at the Miami house when they just won the other day. So if he able to fly around, he got the money to do it. I don't got no problem with that. He got the money. But his wife is handling his own kids. Now, you got to ask